CQ. This is JAHJOY looking for check-in for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
N4ROQ, put me down the line, Bob. I'm not ready yet, but I want to check in.
Alrighty, I'll erase you from number 3 and make you down there about number 6.
Should be fine.
Looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Please come.
KO4FE.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How you doing? It's definitely been a newsworthy week.
God, yeah, it gives me a headache to look at it, but I guess there's nothing we can do. I mean, most of the trouble seems to be going on halfway around the world, so it's another typical heroic situation created by idiots.
Roger, roger. I told the wife the other night I was in bed watching an hour of Rob Schmidt, an hour of Greg Kelly, and an hour of Grant Stinchfield, and by the time I was done, I wanted to eat a pillow. I was so aggravated.
Yeah, Roger, I know what you mean. You know, now we got, you know, we got Marines dead because of that idiot, that senile idiot, and his so-called withdrawal of Afghanistan. Notice how these son of a bitches are never in any danger when this stuff goes on. It's always somebody else that's got to die for their stupidity.
That is true. It's a bunch of old men playing with young men's lives. That is so wrong, but every time they do something, they should have to put the uniform on and go over there with them. Let me see who else I got here, and we'll get this kicked off. So, thank you, Bill. CQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Okay, I got two at the same time. Let me just get one at a time.
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray.
I still have the same problem. You both doubled. It was an A station. I'll go with the A station first.
KD or AP.
I need it phonetically. I can't write that fast.
Sorry. Kilowatt H, Romeo, Alpha, Papa.
All righty. Thank you. And the other station, please?
It's Kilo 4, Whiskey X-ray, Bob. It's Russ down here in Chisholm, Georgia, roger.
All righty, Mr. Russ, good to hear you. Let me type in both of you, and let's see. The RAP is Randall, and KK4WX, we know you by name, that's Russ. Thank you both. I've got you on the list. Alrighty, how about some additional? This is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net for Saturday night.
Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Yankee Bravo, Jim, over in Reynoldsburg, Ohio.
Alrighty, Jeff. It's saying Hillshead, so you've got your old address?
Just move. several days ago, so it's not updated in the system yet.
Well, welcome, and you're in your Ellensburg, so you're down there by Columbus. In fact, you're in the area of the Ohio Fire Academy, which I enjoy going down there for classes.
All right, buddy, thanks for letting me check in. And you guys will be hearing me more often out here. And we'll catch up with my friend, KCHDYB.
All righty, KCHDYB. And I have Laura, M2JTT, along with Mr. Marty, I'm sure, M2IRJ. Let me try one more time before I open the door. This is KAJOI with the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango, Robbie, at Lancaster.
Hello, Robbie. Well, finally, the net logger put your name in the right way, so, good evening. You know where Mr. Jesse is tonight?
Oh, he's around here somewhere. He said he might drop in later.
All righty. Well, thank you for joining us, Robbie. I'm going to clear with you, and I'm going to open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now since the year of 1974. Founded by the late Victor, W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, there is plenty of news, and I'm sure everybody's got something to most likely go along with what happened this week. I have to say that I personally feel I have a dog in the fight because I lost a son in the United States Marine Corps, and he definitely made 5 tours of duty, 2 to Iraq, 2 to Afghanistan. So with that being said, there was a lieutenant commander by the name of Stuart Schiller, S-C-H-E-L-L-E-R. It's an AITV commander. So he is a 17-year veteran. He's a commissioned officer. He put out a YouTube video and basically said that he is putting his commission on the table, and he's saying to the higher-ups, this was handled poorly. This needs to be stopped and redirected and re-advised, and we lost, of course, the 13 servicemen. He did that on Thursday. On Friday, he was taken out of service with 17 years of service in the military. What becomes of him now, I don't know, but I will tell you, I've sent some emails out to people that I know in high places and asked them for the commandant's mail address so that I can physically send him a letter. And the commandant's name for the United States Marine Corps is General David H. Berger. So I intend to get a letter to him probably tomorrow. And as I said, I have a dog in the fight, having lost a child in that country. So with that being said, I'm going to first go to Mr. Clint in the state of Michigan. He's a little light, but hopefully everybody will hear him. KCHEHR. This is KAHJOY. Open the door.
You know, if you were talking about this gentleman that's a Marine, and he ends up getting tired within a day, he's going to be in that one military officer that was actually lying about this. I'm not telling you that it's not biased. And, you make it, can with the divorce. Serious is a terrible situation. They were already attached to the
about the service members that had exited, but they formed a group to go back over to Afghanistan, the Pineapple Express, to get the other Americans and Afghanis that helped us. And they're doing things that the U.S. military will not let our soldiers go do. So, pretty cool article. And they said it's called the Pineapple Express. So, with that being said, thank you, Mr. Clint, KCAEHR. I'm going to go down to Mr. Bill. I'm sure this is going to be good when you open the door. KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY. LibertyNet, KO4FE. Yeah, Bob, you know, I've been thinking about this Afghanistan situation and doing some research on it. And one thing I found out was interesting was they did a poll, not actually, I think it was done within the last year amongst the people in Afghanistan, and over 95% of them want to live under Sharia law. You know, they been making it out to be, we got this, liberal democracy. The people over there want liberal democracy, and we got this small minority that supports the Taliban. They're really the big problem. Well, that's absolute nonsense. The overwhelming majority of people in Afghanistan want Sharia law. And you know, because I wondered, you know, you got the Afghan army there, the government troops. They're supported by the United States. They've got modern weapons. They have an air force. They have bazookas and missiles and, shoulder-launched missiles, unlimited ammunition, weapons. They've got several bases that were built for them by the United States, and you turn around and they basically folded like a cheap Chinese card table. And you wonder, how can this happen? I mean, it all happened so fast. And I think and another factor is they said the reason why so many people were in the Afghan army is it paid very well. It was one of the highest paid jobs in the country. So really what we got is we got a country, they're not interested in all this liberal nonsense. And then you make it democracy and constitutions and all this. They want Sharia law. That's why they don't care about the Taliban. They, you know, yeah, you might have some few things going a little overboard, some people getting killed. Who knows how much control the Taliban actually has. I'm talking about along a local basis. But even after living under the Taliban, it turns out that over 90% of the people over there want to live under Sharia law. So it really makes a complete circus out of what the United States has been doing with their woke-tard ideology, where they're over there pushing gay rights and transgenderism and feminism and all this democracy. The people over there don't want it. And the military, after the United States announced they're pulling out, they basically left. I'm not saying there's not some number. There's always some who will support this. Feminists, keep in mind, this place, it wasn't just the United States government yet. Liberal NGOs all over the place. I'm sure George Soros was involved pouring billions of dollars into these propaganda efforts to teach kids in school about gay rights and to brainwash young girls about feminism and teaching about transgender. You know, these people don't want no part of that. So it's no wonder that the Taliban's taken over at lightning speed, because the population basically, they don't mind the Taliban. And to pretend otherwise is just foolishness. I mean, we're in the arrogance of these liberals is amazing, because we're living in a country that's in decline, and they think everybody else wants to be in decline. Everybody else wants this societal AIDS that we're living under. No, they don't want that. No, everybody's as stupid as the people here. You know, these, especially the Muslim countries, they see this, they say, we don't want no part of that. You can say what you want about Islam, but we're not going down that road. And a lot of the other countries, and I think other nations' leaders have pointed this out. I know Vladimir Putin, he's basically like, hey, whatever, however people want to live, that's their business. We're not going to go down there and try to tell them how to live. Basically, if they want to have Sharia law, let them have Sharia law. There's one good thing that might come out of this is the Taliban might put the damn opium growers out of business like they did the last time, and that would actually be a benefit to the United States, because I read, I haven't independently verified this, but it did come out in one news article that seemed credible. I don't remember what it was, but I read it the other day, and in passing it mentioned that 90% of the opium that's grown in the world comes out of Afghanistan. So maybe if the Taliban puts them out of business like they did before, we won't have so many people over here dying of overdoses, which would be a good thing. Well, anyway, this is a KO4FE. What's coming now, and you might as well get ready for this, is this is going to create another refugee wave, and they're not going to be pouring into Saudi Arabia or China or India or any of the other Muslim countries. They're all going to be trying to get into Europe, the United States. If they do get into Latin America, it's only going to be a way station so that they can be turned around to head for the southern border. So get prepared for that. And we've already got subversive leftists laying the groundwork for it. We got Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, she's, you know, the band leader of that faction, all out crazy. She says the U.S. must accept 200,000 Afghan refugees to make amends for the immoral war. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York, said Thursday on MSNBC the readout that the United States should accept at least 200,000 Afghanistan refugees to make amends for our role in the 20-year war. You see, this is the maddening part. The globalists start wars that make no sense. Then, when they end them, we got to take in a boatloads of refugees. It always works that way. It doesn't matter where the hell they're messing around. It always ends up in the American people having to deal with and pay for refugees. It's enough to make you crazy. But anyway, the article says anchor Joy Reid said terrorism happened here on January 6th. Oh, they just can't give that up. Yeah, that's just like 9/11. You know, that January 6th, all the people dying, all that. What, one person actually was killed, and that was Ashley Babbitt, murdered by a Capitol cop. Yeah, that's just like 9/11. She said, we are seeing in Afghanistan right now a terrorist attack today that killed 13 of our troops, Marines, and a member of the Navy, but we're also trying to get as many people out as possible. talk about raising the cap. How can it be done? Why should it be done? Ocasio, all out crazy, said to speak to today's attack, what happened is just an absolute and utter travesty. She doesn't believe that for 5 seconds. Anything that hurts America, she secretly applauds. She doesn't give a damn about the Marines. And the Afghans, the only reason she cares about them is they can be used as human weapons in the demographic war against the United States population. She goes on, they're going to try to raise the refugee quotas. Always raising the refugee quotas. So anyway, that's what the Democrats want. Now we got a religious idiot throwing his hat in the ring. Jesuit Cardinal scolds the West for failure to open borders to Afghan refugees. You know, if it was up to these Catholic cucks, there wouldn't even be a Europe for the West. It'd all be totally flooded out with refugees. I mean, have you ever heard one of them, the Pope or one of these cardinals ever say, okay, we've had enough, we've done our share, maybe China needs to take some in, India? No, it's always more, more, more. Well, anyway, getting into the article, this is off Breitbart, by the way. It says, leader of the European Bishops Conferences, Jesuit Cardinal Jean-Claude Hollerich, has berated Europe and the West for their failure to open their borders to the Afghan refugees fleeing the country. Hey, cuck, why don't you open up the Vatican borders? You know, tear down those walls that the Vatican built to keep the Muslims out. Yeah, tear them walls down. Take these refugees in. Use the Catholic Church to support. Move them into the Pope's palace. Yeah, then we might take you seriously. I'll tell you what, this is just one more example of why I had enough of the churches. But anyway, he says, we are seeing very powerful images. They break my heart. Well, Cardinal, how many refugees you going to take in your house? I'm sure he's going to take 100. Probably not going to take any. It's just he wants somebody else. It's just virtue signaling. Yeah, we got to take in refugees. But you take them in. I'm not going to take them in. You take them in. But anyway, he says, it breaks my heart to see how people are treated. We have given these people hope, but now we have left them in Dante's Inferno. Well, it's been that way forever. Shame on Europe and the West. Always shame, guilt, and the need to be right, and virtue signaling. That's these cucks' standard M.O. We talk about values. Yeah, values. That's a big problem. Values, leftist values he's talking about, not sane values, not American values, not the value, the ultimate value of self-preservation and survival. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the suicide values. Anyway, he says, but where are our values in Afghanistan now? Well, I don't know. Ask Joe Biden. I'm sure you voted for him, or you would have voted for him if you could. He says, our politics has been misguided. The only thing we are debating is what to do to avoid having large numbers of refugees rather than going to the aid of these people. And this attitude causes me shame. Well, nobody gives a shit. The Luxembourgish cardinal also denounced tourist plans to host Afghan refugees in camps and recommended instead streamlining a path to European countries. That's always about getting them into Europe. Thinking about putting these people in refugee camps is like condemning them to despair, he said. We already have camps in Libya for migrants from Africa, and we know how very well what conditions are like in these camps. Well, it's not our problem. Humanitarian corridors are the only answer that works. Yeah. Again, how many refugees are you taking, Cardinal? How many are going to be moved into your house? Pollard said he also worried about the shift in vocabulary taking place in European politics. He says there is no longer any talk of refugees or asylum seekers under the Geneva agreements, he told SIR. There's talk of illegal migrants, and this is frightening. You know, there's no hope for these suicidal idiots. The border wall built in Greece is an expression of this mentality. Yeah, it's the expression of Greeks wanting to at least salvage a little bit of their country and not have it totally overrun and destroyed by these so-called migrants. He said, I had hoped that the collapse of the Berlin Wall would mark the end of the time of walls. Now, if you remember, the Berlin Wall was built to keep people in. It wasn't built to keep people out. They were trying to keep people living under communism, which I'm sure you would have been all right with. The walls Greece is building is to keep people out. That's totally, totally different situation. And again, how about that wall around the Vatican? Tear that down. You tear down that wall, just like Reagan said. Cardinal, tear down this wall. You tear it down first, then we'll talk about refugees. He says it's not the communist world of our history that does this, but the European society of today. So he's exposing himself as a communist, Western, liberal, permissive. We have lost our conscience. Yeah, the communists were okay, but it's what's going on now. That's really bad. He says, I would therefore like to appeal to the European Union to men and women engaged in politics. Act according to your conscience, the cardinal concluded. There will be elections in Germany and France. A man and a woman who make political decisions just to be reelected are destined to become a very weak generation of politicians, an apparent reference to Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, they ought to, this cardinal, of course, never has to run for election. Yeah, maybe people had enough of the refugees out of Syria. Maybe that's why they don't want them from Afghanistan. But again, I make the point, why don't the Vatican take in, you could get enough room for a lot of them, especially with all your Catholic goodwill. You should be able to just, I don't know, perform a miracle and take care of them. So anyway, but don't look for any of that. It's always somebody else do it, and I'll stand here and virtue signal. That's what these cardinals and all these other, these cucks love to do. Virtue signal while they order other people to do what they won't do. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. Yep, you're right. The Vatican should open up their doors and take a few thousand in and show us their goodwill. It's kind of like the wealthy people that are in gated communities. You know, they want those immigrants to be in their city, but not in their development. So, what an interesting bunch of information. I knew you'd be fired up for this. Thank you, Bill. KFORFEKJY. Let me go to another Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Kilo, Pete, Romeo, Alpha, Papa. Randall, good evening. What do you have to say?
Hey, Roger, I think you're next control. So I'm here with a friend of mine from South Carolina, KCHZYB. I haven't seen him in a long time. So he he's here with me in my radio shack, and that's why he said he's in Reynoldsburg. That's where I'm also in Reynoldsburg, so we're making a trip to you, okay? You're in Ohio, I believe, next control. I don't have a whole lot to add other than let's just get back to last commander-in-chief we had, and we'll straighten out all this crap. So, can we talk to one of our other buddies over there in Plain City here a little while ago on the phone, and he said he's going to give you an earful, so I'll just turn it back over to you next control, okay, and repeat.
All righty. Well, yes, it would be nice to have Donald Trump back in office. I like one of the posters I've seen around. It's a picture of Donald Trump, kind of with a question mark look on his face, and it says, "Do you miss me yet?" Yes, we do. Our gasoline has gone up. Our food prices are ridiculous. They screwed this up terribly in Afghanistan. We've lost 11 service personnel, one from Ohio, the young man that was in the U.S. Navy. So a firefighter friend and myself are probably going to go to Erie County and partake in his return home. So thank you, sir. Let me go down to Mr. Russell. Russ, it's good to hear you from the state of Georgia. KK4WX, KA8JOY.
Okay. Good deal, Bob, and everybody else is on the net tonight. KA8JOY from KK4WX in Southern Georgia. Here while I'm transmitting, I want to make sure I'm not too high on my SWRs. Everything looks okay, I guess, so maybe we're good to go. I want to reiterate again, which I've done, I don't know what the time since I've been a member of this net. It's been a long, long time, and I'll tell you what, I really value this net and the importance of it and the free spirit and how we can pretty much talk about what we want to talk about, and we don't have to worry about offending anybody or whatever. We can just lay it all out on the line and let the truth be the truth. But I have found out over the years that people, it's just amazing that the people that just don't want to hear the truth. I really don't. A lot of them don't, anyway. They're just completely negative. If you start to talk about anything controversial in their opinion, if you say anything negative or whatever and bring up politics in any kind of way, you get shunned or you get deleted, I call it. I'm not sure. Canceled like they do on Facebook or YouTube. What a rotten bunch of sucker bitches, in my opinion, that would do that. But they do it. And it even happens here, I hate to say it, but it even happens here locally in Georgia. It's just unbelievable at the comments sometimes. The people that just don't want you to say anything, they just want you to put it on cruise control, and if you're not talking about ham radio, then it's like, man, you really done stepped off the deep end or something. You're out of bounds and you're just doing the wrong thing. But Bob, I commend you for continuing on the great legacy of this net, and I really do appreciate it, and I know everybody else does too. So just wanted to say that. And I've had some bad experiences here locally, and it is what it is, but people just you know, people are just, I don't know, they're just not very patriotic. They don't care about the country. They don't care about what's going on, the current events. And if you say anything about it, then you're some kind of conspirator or some kind of a weirdo or goofball, or you're running people off or something. Anyway, so I had that on my chest, and I had to get it off, Bob, and I hope you understand, but I've got a little article I'd like to read, and that was a pretty good transmission, by the way, Bill. I always enjoy hearing your comments. But I got one here by a reporter. Her name is Cheryl Atkinson. Now, I know you've heard of Cheryl Atkinson before. But it's she's reporting here about a survey. And so I'm going to kind of change gears here a little bit from what Bill was talking about, because I'm going to tell you what, this Afghanistan thing is, it's unbelievable what's going on there, but I'm not going to touch on that this round. But what I did want to mention, and I hope you people are really paying attention here, it says a survey that most doctors are skipping the COVID-19 vaccine. This was dated June 18th, 2021 by Cheryl Atkinson. It says the following is an excerpt from the post by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. It says of the 700 physicians responding to an internet survey by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, that would also be AAPS for short. Nearly 60% said that they were not fully vaccinated against COVID. This contrasts with the claim by the American Medical Association that 96% of the practicing physicians are fully vaccinated. This was based on a 300 respondents. Now, neither survey represents a random sample of all American physicians, but the AAPS survey shows that physician support for the mass injection campaign is far from unanimous. Quote, it is wrong to call a person who declined a shot an anti-vaxxer, states the AAPS executive director, Jane Orient, MD. Says virtually no physicians are antibiotics or anti-surgery, whereas all are opposed to the treatments that they think are unnecessary, more likely to harm than to benefit an individual patient or inadequately tested. It says the AAPS survey also showed that 54% of physician respondents were aware of patients suffering a significant adverse reaction. Of the unvaccinated physicians, 80% said, I believe that the risk of shots exceeds the risk of the disease. And 30% said, I already had COVID. So the article goes on a little bit more, but that was the gist of it. And I just thought that was amazing. Out of 700 physicians surveyed, over 60%, 60% of the physicians said that they hadn't been vaccinated. Probably not going to get vaccinated either. Do they know something that we know, we don't know, rather? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? So anyway, just wanted to read that, and I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope everybody, we've got a lot of supposedly COVID going around here in our local area, a lot of people catching it, and it seems as though a lot of people that have already been vaccinated they've done taken a jab and they're catching it. Now, why is that? If you've been vaccinated, why would you need to wear a mask? You ever thought and asked yourself, why would you need to wear a mask? Why would you need to wear a mask? Why would you need to social distance? I mean, if you've been vaccinated, aren't you good to go? Should you not have to worry about this? But evidently, these people are really, that's been vaccinated, they're catching COVID in a real high number. So something is going on with this so-called jab, and I don't think it's all, as they say, kosher. Back to you, Bob. Hope you can copy me okay. K-A-8-J-O-Y. And thank you for running the net, my friend, from KK4WX. Over.
Roger, roger, Russ. KK4WX. You're about 20 over 9 here in Ohio. A little lighter than normal, but I heard you good. And yes, the cancel culture type thing and the cancel, I have to admit I have friends that are liberals. And if you start to tell them facts, actual facts, they get mad and say, well, Trump's just a liar, and you're not telling the truth. Okay, if I'm not telling the truth, then you tell me the truth. Well, they can't, because they don't have the truth. They just get mad and belligerent, and then I call them libtards, and then we go about our way. So, and as far as the net, it is an honor to continue the legacy of Victor. I know Jesse feels the same, and Marty kind of being in the background is also the same idea. It's an honor to keep this going in Victor's name. So thank you for the flowers. So I will clear with you, KK4WX, and Mr. Larry, I'm to you. Are you ready to speak? N4ROQKA8JOY.
Yeah, we got some storms here. I've had it off here a time or two. So far, I hear them moving away, so I don't have any more storm problems. We'll be okay. All right. It looks like Japan has halted their some of the doses of Moderna. It looks like Tokyo, Japan, article nation in the world, USA Today. Japan suspended use of 1.63 million doses of Moderna vaccine Thursday after contamination was found in unused vials, raising concern of a supply shortage as the country tries to accelerate vaccinations amid a COVID-19 surge. Officials say contamination was reported from multiple vaccination sites. Some doses might have been administered, but no adverse health effects were reported. Tanaka, a pharmaceutical company, a Japanese drug maker in charge of sales and distribution of the vaccine in Japan, said it suspended use of doses manufactured in the same production line as a safety precaution. Moderna to conduct an emergency investigation, telling medical institutions and organizers stopped using a vaccine produced in Spain and shared the production numbers that may be affected. The Spanish manufacturer Rovi, R-O-V-I, said it's investigating and is cooperating with authorities. The detection of this particular matter refers to certain vials of one product bought distributed exclusively in Japan, Robbie said in a statement. The origin of this manufacturing incident may be one of Robbie's manufacturing lines. Robbie, still R-O-V-I, by the way, said that as a precaution, the batch in question, two adjacent lines were put on hold. Neither the company nor authorities gave details on the possible type of contamination. About 43% of Japanese population have been fully vaccinated with daily doses of about 1 million. There was a gentleman that came on the, I think I mentioned something on Wednesday night there, that was on the Ohio, from Ohio, and mentioned he's a PhD in in a doctor in PhD, and he was studying the vaccine. He says that what the vaccine does is destroy your immune system. And it does it according to how many shots you get. First shot's like 15% destroying your immune. The next one will be a 35 or 40. And if you take the booster, then you can just forget it. You're really, anything you catch, your immune system is not going to be able to fight it off. He said, now this is his word, not mine. This was on InfoWars. Alex Jones, and this showed a video of this guy talking at a meeting at a school, some type of meeting of the teachers and different people, and he got up and spoke. Very articulate gentleman. He said that within 3 to 5 years, in his opinion, this goes as he thinks it will. Most, if not all, the people that took the shot, this is not just me saying that, this is the guy. And he gave his name, and he and my PhD gave a lot of different things that, degrees that he has. He said 3 to 5 years that most people would be passed away because they wouldn't have immune system to block any kind of things that they might catch. Well, it's his words. He says that, see if I can remember what other things he said. That's basically it. You're just not going to have any kind of immune system anymore. He says it's like a poison shot. He did say that it will sterilize it, especially the women. The women that have taken it that already have a child, is no longer living, they'll have to be aborted. And he said that other people that take it before they have a child are going to be sterilized. So keep an eye on all that, see if all this rings true. So, let's see, I have another article here that I'll bring up. The Capitol Police officers are suing former President Trump. This comes from the Associated Press. The Washington U.S. Capitol Police officers who attacked and beaten during the Capitol riot filed a lawsuit Thursday against former President Donald Trump, his allies, and members of far-right extremist groups, accusing them of intentionally sending a violent mob on January the 6th to disrupt the Congress congressional certification of the election. The suit in federal court in Washington alleges Trump, working with white supremacists, violent extremist groups, and campaign supporters to violate the Ku Klux Klan Act, and committed acts of domestic terrorism in an unlawful effort to stay in power. Now this is some socialist Democrat lawyers got together and filed this lawsuit. It says the suit was filed on behalf of the 7 officers by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. It names the former president, the Trump campaign, Trump ally Roger Stone, and members of the extremist group, the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, who were present at the Capitol in Washington on January the 6th. 2 other similar cases have been filed in recent months by Democratic members of Congress. The suits allege the actions of Trump and his allies led to the violent siege of the Capitol. It injured dozens of police officers, halted the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's electoral victory, and lawmakers running for their lives. The House committee has started in earnest to investigate what happened that day, sending out requests Wednesday for documents from intelligence, law enforcement, and other governmental agencies. So they're still after Trump. They don't want him to run this next term because they know he won this last election. And he he won it big time. And of course, the voting machines and big money lost the election for the socialist Democrats. Anyway, back to you up there, Bob, from Larry in Tennessee, KAHJLY from N4ROQ. Back to me.
All righty, Larry. Yeah, you can tell there's some thunderstorms and some weather. There's a lot of static crashes with everybody. So thank you, sir, and for N4ROQ, KAHJLY. Well, Mr. Jeff, apparently you're in Reynoldsburg visiting Mr. Randall. So KCHZYB, I'm back to you. Over.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Control. This is Kilo Charlie Zulu. Yankee Bravo. Yeah, I tell you, this is a world of hurt that we're in. That's all I got to say. I haven't seen such an ignorant, incompetent administration my entire life. They need Biden out of there, Harris out of there, and Pelosi out of there, like, immediately. They get Trump back in office where it belongs. We wouldn't have had this, been in this mess, you know, if it wasn't for the administration we currently have. Trump had everything going smooth. Everybody was making money. Country was turning around. Everything was great. Now look where we're at. We get an ignorant president in office, and he's destroying the country and leaving all of our Americans behind. You know, absolutely ridiculous. And then I saw on a news report a couple of days ago that the Taliban had 600,000 military rifles, 40 Black Hawks, 200 planes, and countless night vision goggles and body armor. I mean, who knows what all. And then they're going to surrender our bases on top of it? I mean, I haven't heard such an ignorance before in my life. Absolutely idiotic. You know, we need that whole administration quickly. And I heard this a couple of months ago. I heard an interview with Tucker Carlson and Trump. It sounds like he is going to run again in 2024. Back in the White House, we can turn this stuff around again and everybody can start living their life. But anyway, guys, that's it for me. We got another friend of ours that's going to be out here soon. I'm sure he's going to open up for you guys. But, all right, thanks, Nick. Control. Thank you. Appreciate you listening in the net here. And I'll start checking in more often for sure.
All righty, Jeff. Well, are you going to, did you actually move into Reynoldsburg and you're just visiting Randall?
Reynoldsburg. I'm actually going to be moving out to Mount Sterling. That's where I'll be permanently. Well, that's where I'm hoping to be. Nothing's set in stone yet. I could be back down south, but I'm going to try to move up here, yeah. So as soon as I do, we'll get all that stuff switched over on QRZ.
Well, that wasn't my concern. My concern was, are you going to be able to get a station in the air, or are you going to go over to your friend's house so you can check in with us?
Oh, no. I've actually got a vintage Kenwood 140 that I'm going to get on the air here. Hopefully, when I get stable out Mount Sterling, if that's what happens. Yeah, I've got plenty of equipment, man. We just got to get it rolling.
Roger, roger. Well, my first HF radio was a Kenwood 120. So those old Kenwoods, they still perform nicely. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got one of the 140s, and there's another good friend of mine in Lugoff, South Carolina. He's got one as well. And actually, both of ours are in the shop right now. I'm just getting a little tune-up done on them. I probably won't get it back for 3 or 4 weeks. The guy that's doing the work is backed up big time. So as soon as I get that thing back, we will definitely have it on the air. And you guys will hear me out here a lot more for sure.
All righty. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Stick around. We go through the list three times. So KC8ZYB, KHLY. Let me go down to Miss Laura, who is listening on SDR. N2JTTF and N2IRJ. Good evening to both of you. It's good to see you guys here. It'd be nice if you could transmit. But with that being said, let me go down to Mr. Robbie, KO4GST, Robbie in South Carolina. Bring it on.
Thank you, KAHJOY. This is KO4GST. Saturday night, Liberty Net. And I got this little story about this four-year-old girl discovered rare stingless bees in California. People who study insects have been abuzz lately following a most unlikely discovery. And the amateur entomologist who made it. A four-year-old girl with a knack for nature found two colonies of rare stingless bees, creatures that scientists thought were long gone and that no adult had managed to notice. Annika Arnaud's command of nature is confounding to many adults, thanks in large part to biologist Tars Lindsay. Her caregiver brought in by her parents when she was 3 months old, so Annika could explore nature in her Palo Alto, California neighborhood. But this year, Annika, a seasoned naturalist by now, found tiny bugs that were not just any bugs. Her discovery found its way to California's Department of Food and Agriculture Plant Pest Diagnostics Branch, where Dr. Martin Hauser is a senior insect biosystematist. The bugs Annika found are stingless bees that aren't supposed to be here. They live in Brazil and are much smaller than the average honeybee. Annika found the insects in an undisclosed location, which she would divulge in order to protect her special place. Decades ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture was looking for bees to boost the size of fruit and vegetable crops. In 1950, the USDA asked a Brazilian researcher to send them bee colonies to see to have alternative pollinators than houses. He sent them in the 50s to Gainesville, Florida, Logan, Utah, and Davis and Palo Alto, and he said all the bees died in 1 year. They didn't like the cold weather in Utah, and they couldn't compete in Florida, he added. They also went to Stanford professor George Schaefer in Palo Alto. Only the colony sent to Dr. Schaefer survived in Palo Alto for 8 years, according to Hauser. The bees went unnoticed for 70 years until a four-year-old girl noticed them this year. It shows us that when you have a new perspective with the eyes of a child, she just looked at that and she just said, there's something different. Those bees, she said. The stingless bees Annika found were certainly descendants of the ones that had been brought in as the USDA pollinators. They were presumed dead and had no representatives in Dr. Hauser's vast collection. In fact, Hauser hadn't even heard of the stingless bees from Brazil until 20 years ago. He said that the submissions from a pest control guy in Palo Alto initially thought it was a practical joke. The guy was Richard Smith, who was asked by a Palo Alto homeowner to get rid of the buzzing bugs in her backyard. Smith says he didn't kill any of them. Instead, he sent a few of them to the county agricultural department. I haven't seen them before, said Smith. Captured a couple of them and sent them to the county agricultural department. They didn't know what they were, and so they sent them to the state. Hauser later realized that his identification was wrong, and he sent the bees to a different expert around the world, but they were all puzzled. They all said, where did you find these bees? And he said, Palo Alto. And so finally they came up with a species described by a German bee researcher in 1900. After he cracked the case, the tree toppled and the bees disappeared. A single remaining piece made it into his collection. And all that had gone to this year when Annika's bees became social media stars on iNatural, a website that posted pictures that Targe took. Hauser was impressed with Annika's find. I was very impressed that she found two colonies. She said, that's very amazing that she found these two and all the scientists around found none. When they met for the first time, gifted her the biggest bug book that he could find. To Annika, for many more discoveries to come. But Annika's bees are not in the book. Even after more than 100 years of chance sightings, the bees still don't have a name. So it's been suggested that the stingless bees from Brazil should be named Annika's bees. And I just want to, you know, bring this up and say, you know, good for her for getting outside and good for her parents for encouraging her to get outside. And I wish we could see more stories like this, because kids just don't get outside anymore. This is KO4 GST.
Thank you, Robbie. KO4 CSD. I am told that if we did not have bees, if bees became extinct, the human race would die off soon thereafter. They are such an important part of our life.
Very true. I've also heard that as well. And
thank you, KAHJOY. This is KO4 DST.
All righty, Robbie. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for joining us. KO4 DST. Sounds like a government agency, GST, KAHJOY. Let me see if that Mr. Jesse, he's checked in on NetLogger. Let me see if he's ready to speak from the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. KD4ZX Tennessee, KAHJOY.
Hey, very good, Bob. KAHJONOY, Mr. Bob. Well, thank you, sir, for being there tonight and running the net. Appreciate it, sir. Quick signal report.
Again, there's a lot of static, but you're doing about 25 over S9.
Okay, very good. Well, everybody sounding pretty good. I even heard Clint earlier, which was fascinating, especially through this big noise cloud barrier that stuff called thunderstorms that's rolling between West Virginia and the Carolinas, I believe, and Georgia down there. So everybody sounding pretty good. So, all right, well, let's see. This is KG4ZAC of the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania once again. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Well, Mr. Bob, I got this one article I thought was kind of uplifting for a change, because we've heard so much stale information coming across the news, so to the point of, you know, just pure lunacy. So, you know, a little inspiration for a change. Amazing moment. Oh, by the way, this is off of Gateway Pundits. Amazing moment. A Republican New York City mayor candidate is embracing a homeless man who interrupted his press conference, which I thought was very strange at first when I started looking at it. And this week, the New York mayor candidate, Curtis Schleyer, Republican, was at a campaign event at Penn Station while speaking. He was interrupted by a shirtless homeless man. He said he could have been a flashpoint moment, but he took care of the situation. He said, "We need more compassionate." Well, let me see. I'm not going to read exactly those headlines from the thing. I wish they'd put everything in one story sometimes, but they don't. Anyway, Slywee talked to the man, and the man broke down into tears while we then embraced him. So, in this area, Dantas Inferno was going back to the lockdown in the pandemic. Slywell said, "They are men and they are women who have been living in the halls of Penn Station and the outskirts for years," he said. "They set up shop. They have couches. They have chairs. They have tables as if their own personal co-op." At one point, Slywell, a Republican running against Democrat Eric Adams in November, in November election, was interrupted by the shirtless man, and the candidate quickly cited him as an example of dilemma and plague met in Midtown. The plague people in Midtown is what it says in the thing. Anyway, I've seen this guy here for years, and predating the pandemic and the lockdown, Slywife said, embracing the man, "He homeless and emotional disturbances have a zip code in Penn Station, and nothing is being done." So this guy Slywell is seems like he's a good candidate for New York. So maybe you guys need to look into this guy a little bit more and consider him, because evidently we need more compassionate people.
Anyway, the story goes on, and they ask how he ended up living at Penn Station, that man.
And he answered, "I got lost in the wilderness," and at one point he broke down into tears. And it says, Curtis Flywatt for New York Mayor. We need more compassionate and political people, and we need to listen to each other a whole lot more. So anyway, this guy is really doing a great job, and I hope people in New York hear that. This is KG4ZHD in the Saturday Night Liberty Net over to Net Control once again, KHJOY. Take it away, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse. Glad you're with us. KG4ZX and a C, KHJOY. I'm at the bottom of my list, so let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KHJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Yeah. 52-G-I-O.
Kilo 4, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo.
I got you, Mr. Frank. Frank, the Kilo station. Could you say it again phonetically so I can type it in?
Kilo 4, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Alrighty. Hi, Michael. I didn't realize it was you. Alrighty, well let me jump up to Frank, Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar, Mr. Frank in Fishkill. Good evening, what do you have to say?
Well, I just heard a very important name mentioned, and that's Curtis Sliwa, who is running for the mayor of New York City. And Curtis Sliwa has a long history in the city. He started an organization called the Guardian Angels. And essentially, they would go around and patrol the neighborhoods and the subways and get rid of the hoodlums. And so there's a whole gang of people. In fact, there's Guardian Angel groups pretty much all around the world. If you look up Guardian Angels. And they're just a little special, and they are out to try to maintain some law and order, or at least have a visibility. So, and Sliwa's gotten into a lot of trouble because he knows about all the bad people in New York City also. In fact, he was shot up by the mafia some years ago, and he pulled through, but he was... He got hit with a few bullets in a hit on him. So anyhow, he's a real New York City guy, and I do hope he wins because it'll. He also has a program on WABC, and before he was running for the election. So he's very 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 streetwise guy, very streetwise person. So we're hoping for the best. Anyhow, I'm not going to stick in here. I got to be up early tomorrow morning, so I just wanted to jump in for a minute and say hello, and also just to let everybody remember, myself included, that God loves us. W2GIO.
All righty there, Frank. I appreciate you jumping in there, and it's always good to hear you tell us that God loves us. I pray that He will bless this country. I truly pray that He blesses and follows the Gold Star families from the last 13 that we've lost in our military. They're, I guess, in a better place, but way too young. I think the average age was 22 years of age. So thank you, Frank. 73s, I will show you in and out, and I appreciate you joining us tonight. I'll give it back to you for one final comment.
Well, it's nice that the Liberty Net is percolating, and I really appreciate the fact that everybody's paying attention to what's going on, and hopefully, I know the other thing is that there are a bunch of nurses down in Staten Island that are forming protests to protest the mandating of vaccinations for nurses, And so that's going on also down in Staten Island. So there's people that are fighting back for sure and trying to straighten out New York a little bit. Okay, that's it. W2GIO.
All righty, Sarah. Thank you. Good night to you. Next is Michael. Good to hear you, a brother from another net. K4BFR, K8JOY. Go ahead, Mr. Michael.
Good evening again there, Robert. Stepping in to say howdy to everybody and listen up on what's going on in the world. And I tell you what, getting kind of scary out there. I'm an old veteran and woke up the other day thinking 1975 all over again. After a few minutes, I realized 1975 was nowhere near as bad as this mess is. We got some serious troubles going on here right now.
Yes, we do. And this administration, they compare him to Jimmy Carter, over.
I know Jimmy Carter personally. Jimmy Carter was a very good man, and he was not crooked enough to be president. That was his major fault. The biggest problem we had with him was he was not able to make decisions because he let faith and emotions overrule logic, and you cannot be president and do that.
Interesting perspective. Thank you for bringing that to the table. I knew he was a man of faith, but it's an interesting way that you address that. Huh. Thank you. Anything else before I move along to the top of the list?
Well, make sure you got some gardening tools, get a little bit of ammo stored up, and make sure your communications equipment's in good condition. Other than that, I'm just going to sit here and listen for a few minutes.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. K4BFR, KJY. Well, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. This is kind of interesting. I know we have, I don't want to mess up other people's articles, especially with what's going on in the world, but I'm going to read to you the Fourth Amendment, and then I'll tell you why. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath of affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. With that being said, I'm going to read you an article from the state of Michigan. And the article reads, in other words, the ability of the government to invade your space is limited. It is a civics lesson Allison Taylor and her lawyer haven't forgotten. Taylor, who had sued Saginaw, Michigan, over 14 parking tickets that she racked up, has won a major court decision that says the city defaced the Fourth Amendment with a parking enforcement officer's modest piece of tire junk. So she would be parked, they would mark her tire, the vehicle didn't get moved, they would write her a parking ticket. She got 14 of them, and she took it to court. Taylor argued that using the chalk to mark her tires constituted an unreasonable search without a warrant. Saginaw said the act of chalking Taylor's car was an exception to the Fourth Amendment. However, a three-judge panel of federal appeals court just ruled unanimously that Taylor's novel argument was right and Sagamore is wrong. For nearly as long as automobiles have been parked along city streets, municipalities have found ways to enforce parking regulations without implicating the Fourth Amendment. Judge Richard Gibson said in an opinion handed down Wednesday, thus, tire chalking is not necessary to meet the ordinary needs of law enforcement let alone extraordinary. Now, that's bizarre. I'm sorry, that's bizarre. Let me read you another amendment. If this judge is going to be so, I don't know what the word is, so free into the Fourth Amendment, what about the Second Amendment? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Huh. A lot less words than the Fourth Amendment, but if this judge, if this three-judge panel can read into chalking your tire is breaking the Fourth Amendment, then asking for my assault weapon and causing all this stink, my, I think that's violating my Second Amendment right. With that being said, let me see if I have anybody else new before I go to the top of the list. This is KHOI. Nothing heard? Let me go to Clint on round number two. KCH-EHR-KAHJOI. There is the amount of weaponry that we left in Afghanistan. It's like we enriched the Taliban with some fancy, sophisticated equipment and ammunition. All I can hope is they can't fly the helicopters and they crash them. I understand there's a video of one of those rocket scientists hovering it above the runway, but he doesn't know how to fly it. So I hope they try to and they crash, and that way they can meet Allah. And yeah, this General Milley, what a whiny person. He wants to understand white race, and he's white. Why don't you understand how to protect Americans? That would be a better thing for him. Thank you, Clint. Appreciate you being here with us. Let me go down to Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill's had time to get ready for round number two. KO4FE, KA8JOI.
Okay, KA8JOI, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, well, I just wanted to say first off on this vaccine, my nephew's wife had a baby 4 months ago. Of course, she's had the vaccine, and she's pregnant already. So 4 months after she had her first baby, she's already pregnant with a second baby, and that's all been done under the vaccine. So I don't know what all that means. That's just a, you know, personal story, but you know, when my wife had cancer for 7 years, I learned one important thing is just because somebody's got an MD after their name doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. Not all doctors know what they're talking about. And I'll give you an example. I had my wife at the hospital and some doctor came in there, the emergency room doctor, and he was looking her over. We got to talking about her medical condition, and he said, well, you know, what you need to do for her is you need to get her this for drug. And he wrote that. He said, I said, well, you better write that down because I'm not going to remember the name of that drug. And he said, see about getting her on this drug. This could really help her. And talk to your doctor about. So he wrote the drug down. So next time I saw her doctor, I said, hey, a doctor at another hospital suggested this drug would help my wife out. And I gave him the paper, and he looked at it, and he says, who gave you this? I said, the doctor at the local hospital. He says, I can't believe any doctor would recommend this. He said, if I gave your wife this stuff, he said it'd kill her. And I'm just like, he's just shaking his head. He says, you sure a doctor gave you that? I said, I swear to God, he was the doctor there at the hospital. And I could give you other stories about some of the misdiagnosis, idiotic recommendations and things that doctors did to my wife. And like I said, if the vaccine makes you sterile, my nephew's wife is already not affected by that because she had the vaccine quite a while ago. She's already pregnant again. she's doing better than, if anything, based on her example, I'd say the vaccine makes women get more pregnant. I don't know. But anyway, I got a story here. This one's amazing because, you know, people talk about fake news. Well, here's a totally fake story. There is absolutely no facts behind this, but it garnered a headline. And listen to this headline. This is out of the Independent. This is the headline. Now, listen to this and let it sink in. It says, white supremacists don't think they need vaccines because they have good genes, expert says. Okay, that's the headline. Now, you would think, well, he's got some statements from so-called white supremacists. He's got some books that he can quote. No, none of that. Just listen to this story. There's not 1 ounce of facts in this story. Nothing. It's just totally made up, but it gets this headline. Here's the story. It says, anti-vaccine ideology has roots in white supremacy, according to right-wing extremism expert Jeff Sherlin. While appearing on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, I mean, what an appropriate venue to put out this kind of nonsense. Charlotte joined a conversation regarding politicians' seemingly indifferent attitude towards vaccination. Speaking in regards to former U.S. President Donald Trump getting booed at his rally in response to advising the audience to get vaccinated, host Chris Hayes said, it's like, I don't know, what do you guys want? Do you want the vaccine? Do you don't want the vaccine? He's catering to the crowd. He's not telling them. This stuff is not coming from him. It's coming from somewhere else. In response, Sherlin, a writer and philosopher who specializes in right-wing extremism, now listen to this, explained that historically the anti-vaccine movement has largely been based on the false belief that white people have so-called natural immunity due to their claimed superior genes. Therefore, white supremacists, or those who empathize with white supremacist ideology, often convince themselves that they don't need to be vaccinated. Now, you know what? That is total BS. I've heard a thousand reasons given by various people. And they can do whatever they want. I don't care. I mean, people can get the vaccine. They can not get the vaccine. They can do whatever the hell they want. I'm not telling anybody what to do. But I have never heard anybody say, I've never heard any white people say, don't get the vaccine because we're so superior, we're not going to be infected by it. I've heard a lot of reasons, but that's not one of them. He says, while we focus on Trump, on DeSantis, and on Greg Abbott, we focus on these villains. We have to recognize that this kind of anti-vaccination hysteria has deep historical roots in the right, Charlotte said. It goes back to the 19th century where you start encountering terms like medical tyranny, medical liberty, natural immunity, and then it's conflated with whiteness. Well, how about some examples? You know, they always are making making these statements, but they never give an example. How about an example? Who said that? When? Under what condition? What was the context, if it ever was said? I mean, we're just taking your word that these terms were thrown around in reference to something like the coronavirus. They never do that. He says, this idea that white people somehow, through their good genes, very good genes, as Trump would put it, we have that immunity, he continued. I've never heard that once. So Trump, DeSantis, Abbott, all these folks are pulling on the right-wing populist and religious thread of American life and pulling it horribly into the present. They didn't invent it. They exploited. Trump's telling people to get the vaccine. How is he responsible for anybody not getting the vaccine? Trump got the vaccine. He tells people to get it. I don't see what that, how Trump, they always got to throw Trump in all the time. Okay, here's another story. This is KO4FE. This is back onto the brainwashing. I mean, they cannot let this white supremacy, white privilege, racism, American racism, systematic race, they just cannot let this go. This is totally saturating the country. And not just the government and the schools, but also business. Now, here's an example. Verizon, this is Breitbart, Verizon diversity training teaches America capitalism or racist. American multinational telecommunications giant Verizon has been pushing critical race theory, otherwise known by the acronym of CRT, on its employees by teaching the United States is a deeply racist nation fueled by the equally racist economic system of capitalism, according to a report in City Journal. This always just kills me when these massive multinational businesses are criticizing capitalism. Oh, God. Anyway, it says, while Verizon has been open and public about its various social justice initiatives, that's just another reason to not use them. Don't support these businesses if you can. I understand sometimes there's no option, but yeah, you can go away from Verizon. There's a 100 different cell phone companies out there. But anyway, it says the extent of what the company believes and teaches to its employees was revealed by an anonymous whistleblower who shared with reporter Christopher Rufo a variety of internal documents that paint an extreme picture. From the report, it said, according to documents I obtained from a whistleblower, Verizon launched a race and social justice initiative last year and has created an extensive race re-education program based on the core tenets of critical race theory, including so-called systematic racism, white fragility, and intersectionality. You know, this is like the Red Guard back in the Mao's Cultural Revolution. I mean, all we need is a few to get set up the execution squads and the death camps, and it'd be just like being in Red China back in the 60s with the mobs of lunatics, young lunatics running through the cities, grabbing people out of their houses if they weren't, up with the ideology of that the communists were pushing. But anyway, it says in the flagship conscious inclusion and anti-racism training module, Verizon diversity trainers instruct employees to deconstruct their racial and sexual identities, and according to their position on the privilege hierarchy, embark on a lifelong anti-racism journey. And always remember, like I've said many times, anti-racism is just a code word for anti-white. So how that should be read is that they want them to embark on a lifelong anti-white journey. Employees are asked to list their race, ethnicity, gender identity, religion, education, profession, and sexual orientation on an official company worksheet, and then consider their status according to the theory of so-called intersectionality, a core component of critical race theory that reduces individuals to a network of identity categories which determine whether they are an oppressor or oppressed. And then it gives some tweets by Christopher Rufo, basically backing up what he wrote. Said one video presentation reportedly about privilege shared with Rufo featured Verizon's then global chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer, Ramses Gene Lewis. The guy is now with Pfizer, so Pfizer's getting on the bandwagon. But anyway, it said explaining how black people in America are viewed as less than and inferior. As proof of this alleged oppression, the video cited the infamous Central Park dog walker, Amy Cooper. Well, for one thing, I'll say about this Central Park dog walker, I saw that video. And the thing about these videos is you never see what happened before the video started. I mean, this woman was already agitated when the video started. So apparently something happened. Some words were exchanged. This black person who shot the video evidently was doing something that got this woman. I don't see people walking around getting upset if they pass a black person. I mean, it happens every day millions of times. This case is suspicious because something happened before this video started, but of course the video doesn't show that. So anyway, it says, if we are not being viewed as human, if we are not being viewed as whole people with souls, these things happen and will continue to happen. Gene Lewis told Verizon employees as they reportedly fought back tears. So this guy's an actor, too. Says in the next phase of the training, Verizon then instructed its employees on how to best partake in conversations about race and oppression without committing microaggressions and micro inequities, which the company defined as indirect expressions of racism, sexism, ageism, ableism, and another form of prejudice that are seemingly innocuous and often unconscious or subtle, but make members of certain racial and sexual classes feel different, violated, or unsafe. You know, I've worked with some black people in the past 10 years. Most of the time, we never had time to get into these damn discussions. We're too busy doing our jobs and taking care of business. And it sounds like all these people do is sit around and talk politics all day and wait for somebody to get offended. Here's taking its cues from the 1619 Project. That's a totally bogus project, I'll call it. I'll go by its name and written by a vicious anti-white black so-called, well, I don't even think she's a professor because no college would give her tenure. But anyway, so it's a totally bogus thing, and they claim that America started when the first black person got here instead of 1776. So anyway, it says the company's next 20 education series that featured Verizon Vice President David Hubbard interviewed, now listen to this, Khalil Mohammed, great-grandson of former Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad, who lectured on the evils of teaching concepts like American exceptionalism. Yeah, the grandson of Elijah Muhammad, who taught a religion that said all white people are devils and they were created by an evil black scientist to basically torture the world, that guy's grandson has been hired by Verizon to give lectures on racism and whatever. Yeah. This story goes on. I don't want to take up a lot of time with it. But of course, they get into defunding the police, and they, you know, it all fits. It's all part of the same agenda. You can go and read it. You can get the tweets and all that. You can read it firsthand. This is Breitbart. Just look up Verizon Diversity Training in the search engine and you'll get it. Now here's another one. I'll give you a trifecta tonight, but this is just a briefly. This is a weather report. As Hurricane Ida moves rapidly towards Gulf Coast, Nora could impact southwest. This is unusual. You got a Hurricane Ida heading towards New Orleans, and you got I don't know if it's a tropical storm or a hurricane at this point, Nora heading towards California. Anyway, it says as Hurricane Ida moves rapidly towards the Gulf Coast, Hurricane Nora is swirling over the eastern Pacific Ocean on Saturday. So the Chocolate City looks like it's going to get Hurricane Ida, and the enemy state of California is going to get Nora. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm is located approximately 230 miles south of Cabo Corrientes, Mexico, and moving towards the northwest near 12 miles an hour. Now, I hope the good people in Mexico are safe. I don't want them to get hurt, but I hope California gets slammed because this thing's probably going to come in right around in the area of Los Angeles and Hollywood. And that's about equal to a hurricane hitting North Korea as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, it says the center of the storm is expected to reach the southwestern coast of Mexico later Saturday before passing near the coast of the states of Jalisco and Nayarit. My Spanish is no good. Category one hurricane is then projected to move into the Gulf of California on Sunday and Monday. So we got California's running out of water. Have you seen the dams out there? I mean, they're at record lows. If they run out of water, you really look for chaos out there. But that's heat waves, forest fires. Now they're going to get hit with a hurricane. You know, it's almost like God is punishing that evil state for all the wickedness. Let's be honest. The state of California is kind of like a cancerous tumor on the United States that just constantly spews poison into the rest of the country. And it's like God is trying to send them a message here, but they're not going to listen. They could be hit by 50 hurricanes, forest fires, droughts. They could run out of water. It could be 150 degrees, and they still wouldn't get the message. But anyway, it says heavy rain associated with Nora will fall across coastal portions of the Mexican states. Rainfall totals of 8 to 12 inches are forecast through the weekend with the potential for isolated amounts of 20 inches, producing life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides. So look for mudslides in California. We've seen that before. But anyway, so looks like the Chocolate City is going to get a hurricane, and the enemy state of California is going to get slammed in potential mudslides and hurricanes. That's unusual. California doesn't get hit with many hurricanes, but looks like this one's headed there. It's going to hit Mexico, and I don't want the Mexicans to get hurt, but let it rip with California. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Well, maybe it's a hurricane, but in the Pacific, don't they call them cyclones and typhoons instead of tropical storms and hurricanes, over?
Yeah, you may be right, but it's basically the same thing.
Correct. They just use a different name in the Pacific Ocean. But 20 inches of rain, wow, that'll wash some of the fecal matter from all the homeless down there away.
Yeah, that's true. It'll get a good drenching. 20 inches of rain, this is going to be funny. I can't wait till the news reports start coming in if it's as bad as what they're saying.
Yep, that'll be kind of nice to watch. I'll be watching the weather channel for that. And possibly that Gavin Newsom, maybe he'll be caught up in there and drowned because he's a crooked SOB. They found in the trunk of a dirtbag car hundreds and hundreds of illegal mail-in ballots for that Gavin Newsom and for his recall. So tell me that these elections are not illegitimate, over.
What the hell was going on with that guy yet? They never really got into what was happening with the guy that they busted. They picked him up for something else, and then they searched his car, and he found boxes of ballots. I mean, what the hell's going on with that? I haven't heard any follow-up reports on that story.
Well, the most that I've heard of it in trying to find out, he was asleep in the car, and they were going to awake him, and a weapon was spotted. And you know how California is about firearms. So then they were probably inventorying the car to tell it all these mail-in ballots that were already filled out for Gavin Newsom were located. Envelopes and envelopes. Hundreds and hundreds of them. So it's fun when the dirtbags screw up. This job would be real tough if it wasn't for idiots, over.
Yeah, Roger. I think they need to hire a little better, you know, they need to upgrade their fraud agents, not have them passed out in parking lots with guns laying around, boxes of ballots. That's a little too obvious. But I guess they figure they're in California, so they're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, what a crappy state. And I guess it was at one time a beautiful state, so. All righty, Mr. Bill, thank you. KO4FE, KTOI. Let me jump down to Randall in the state of Ohio. Kilo 8, Romeo Alpha Papa. Mr. Randall, it's back to you.
Well, thank you, Net Control. Yeah, it's been an interesting evening listening to everybody out there talk and radio land. Like I said, Jeff and I, a mutual friend, and we hadn't heard from him yet, but I think he said he was going to save the best for last. So anyway, we're hanging around to see if he's in there. So I got a personal story, I guess, and it's more vaccine-related thing. I got thinking about the vaccines, and I haven't gotten vaccinated yet. My wife hasn't either. You know, and I got thinking about it. I got thinking about conspiracies and all that. But if you think about it, we've been vaccinating ourselves as long as I've been around. I'm 65. Before I started grade school and preschool, I had to take shots. My grandkids had to take shots. My kids had to take shots before they could even get into school. So this is nothing new. Vaccines have been around for a long time, and we just require them of our public. We get your dogs in some type of doggy daycare. They require vaccines. I served my country and went to the Navy, went overseas, and they shot me full of a bunch of vaccines. You know, I didn't have any choice. I had to do them. So I wrestled with it. Now, the biggest thing I have in not thinking about it being a conspiracy to get vaccinated or take away liberties, because, you know, we've been doing this. And so we both had COVID. My wife and I got it. We had it in January because I traveled out of state in Oregon to do something for a family member, and got back in the 1st of January and got sick for 2 weeks, and my wife got it. So we both had COVID, and I was down about 2 good weeks with it. Wasn't anything life-threatening for me. I just one way woke up, and I felt better. And I just went through it. And my wife, she went down and got the fusion injection at the hospital because she has COPD. So let's see, about a month ago, we decided to check and see if we had the state where she works at. They were requiring her to get vaccinated to come into work or wear a mask. It's kind of voluntary, and they weren't going to ask them. But, you know how that goes. So what we did was we went and checked to see
where immunity was. And the nurse practitioner took my, when she took mine, my wife had come back and said she had long-term immunity after 4 months, 5 months, or whatever it was that had went by. And I figured, well, maybe she's got long-term immunity because she had that fusion injection at the hospital when she got it. But I didn't have that. Well, the nurse practitioner said, well, 90 days, it's been well over 90 days. If it's been 5 months, she said, that chance of you coming back with long-term immunity is still slim to none. I said, okay, well, just go ahead and do it. It's $25, so I paid it. And sure enough, came back with long-term immunity. She said, well, I recommend you get the vaccine anyway. I said, well, if I'm naturally immune to it, why should I go ahead? So anyway, I talked to my doctor. And my doctor said, hey, if you got long-term immunity, don't worry about it. Now, how long will that last? Well, we're going to make a little trip here in about a month or two out of the country. And so we're going to go get tested again. We're not opposed to getting the vaccines. We'll get them. If the immunity's gone, I'll go get it. I'll go line up like everybody else, and I'll get the vaccine. So, but, hey, I get a flu shot every year, so what the heck? I know they're shooting me up full of all kinds of mercury and everything else, but it keeps me healthy. Anyway, that's my 2 cents on the vaccine. I dispelled the fact that it's a big conspiracy because we've been doing it forever. Anyway, good talking to you guys, Mike. Hey, RFP.
Good word.
Well, Randall, I have to kind of say, K8RAP, first off, thank you for your service to the United States Navy. I appreciate that you served for our country, and unfortunately, people don't tell others enough when they do that sacrifice. Like the back of my tailgate of my pickup truck says, some gave all and all gave some, and some gave all. And I'm the Gold Star father to a United States MARSOC Marine. So I appreciate your service. I guess the thing about the vaccine, if you want to take it, provided you take it. But don't mandate it that I can't go buy milk or I can't go to the store. I'm not allowed to go to Live Nation concerts and blah, blah, blah if I don't take this vaccine. I don't get the flu shot. I'm a medic, and I don't get the flu shot. I do preventative type things with vitamin C, zinc, prebiotics, probiotics, drinking alkaline water. I don't get sick. So it's the fact that they're saying you have to take it or you can't live as an American. That's the part that I think is kind of disturbing. If it's such a great thing, then offer it to the people, and if they want it, they take it, just like the flu shot. You know, I think one of the other gentlemen made a comment about, all the whites are superior, but in New York, only 30% of the black population has got vaccinated because they don't trust it. So there's a lot of things that make you go, when it comes to this jab. Over.
Mayor Rogers, I agree with you. They are taking the freedoms away. And the more they have control over your life, if you work for a government agency, it's like, Biden come on and said, if you're going to be in the military, you're going to take it. But he did say, however, if you remember, I think on TV the other day, he was talking, he says, but if you've got a doctor's excuse, you don't have to take it. And I'm thinking, if you come in there and say you've got something wrong with you, that you don't have to take a vaccine, I think they're probably going to say, we're going to medically discharge you. That's my thought. So who's going to readily say in the military that I've got a compromising disease and I can't take this vaccine, like someone with HIV, for instance? They're just going to flat out give them a medical discharge. So I think there's a two-edged sword there. When he says where it's mandatory, but you don't have to take it if the doctor says you don't. So in my wife's case, since she had the COPD and already had it, basically that doctor wrote her an excuse that she's already had it. I don't think she needs to take it right now. And basically they said, you don't have to come in. So She's in pretty good shape. She works from home, and she did that for a year, and of course they cleared that with her supervisor, and her supervisor said she works very, very well at home. In fact, she works better at home. She would come in here, so she was okay. So she's working at home now, and was able to get an oxygen infusion by taking it. But I think if it does wear off eventually, and we are going to periodically check that with the antibodies, we will eventually most likely take it just to be on the safe side. Because I'll tell you, I don't want to get it again. It's a horrible feeling. It feels like your body's being invaded by aliens, and you can definitely tell that the virus is hitting you. Anyway, okay, well, good deal. Back to you, Net Control. I appreciate your thinking about the service, and you also, K8RAP.
All right, Randall, thank you. K8RAP, KHLY. Let me jump down to Mr. Russell in the state of Georgia. Mr. Russell, I'm back to you. I hope you are here waiting for us. KK4WXKAHJOY. KK4WX, Mr. Russell, are you still with us? Over. I would say no. Let me go to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry in the state of Tennessee, KAHJOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Regarding the vaccine, a lot of the frontline doctors, they all say that it's all experimental. It's all experimental. They have no come back on them if you die. I have some friends that have passed away within a few days of taking it. I know even Vic Mizek, the gentleman that started our net, from one of the gentlemen that's real good friends, that I was real good friends with him, said that after he took the shot, he went down very quickly and passed away. So there is a big chance of a lot of blood clots after taking this shot. They're cutting them out of people left and right, they say. And the big chance of those blood clots could cause problems is even death. So why take it? You got hydrochloroquine, which they don't want you to take, the liberal Democrat. That's a good, a lot of the frontline doctors say that is a malaria drug, and that will take you out of your system right away. The vaccine does not keep you from catching the COVID-19. Matter of fact, a lot of people have reconnected with COVID-19 after taking the vaccine, and they can still pass it on, the COVID-19, to other people even after taking the vaccine. This is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. Why take it? It's you get it anyway, you can't stop it, and then you can pass it on. You can't get blood after taking the vaccine. It is, you go ask anyone, call up one of these clinics. I've just had a friend of mine just had a vaccine, can he give blood? They will not let you give blood. They know that there's a lot of crap in that. If there is a new world order, and if it is going to thin down the population, which there is a lot of talk about it, it would be a definite advantage for them to fix this vaccine up to knock the older people off, especially to keep from paying Social Security and thin the population down. This would be the perfect thing if it does do away with your immunity, your immune system. There's always a way to say, hey, that vaccine doesn't have anything to do with that fellow passing away. There may not be any way to tie it to it, but
This gentleman says there is.
So why be, the vaccine, you still catch COVID-19 anyway after taking it. You still can give it to someone in around you after you do catch it. Why take the vaccine anyway? This is ludicrous. You got a good way to get rid of it with hydrochloroquine and ivermectin, zinc. They got remdesivir, and they got several other ways to treat you anyway. So if you got a good immune system, I had it for a couple of days. My mother had it for a month, and she's 91 and came out of it. So it didn't really bother me, just to feel a little weak for a couple of days. So I'm sure I got immunity. I never wear a mask. I went to car races with 20 to 30,000 people, and then not very many in the whole crowd had masks. I think it's a virus that you can get over if you go to the right doctor, and he'll give you hydrochloroquine and get you fixed back up. I don't know about this sterile. They did say you could become sterile, ladies could never have babies anymore. I heard Bill say that he had someone in his family that was having another baby after that, so it remains to be seen if it really does affect the placenta like they said at first. They said at first that if that's your placenta, do not take it if you're a woman, especially if you're going to have a baby. We'll see how the baby turns out. So going from there, I got some more stuff coming out here. Let me go ahead and go to, Trump did win a remains in Mexico policy reinstated by high court. Now this is great. And also I wanted to say, you guys, Trump is still on the lecture circuit. The last place he was in was in Alabama. I don't remember the little town, but they shined the, you can go to some of the websites and punch in that Trump get together there in Alabama is, I don't remember exactly what you would call it, but it should come up on Google, and there's certain websites that carry that. I watched most of his speeches today from that Alabama visit. He is very informative on things, so if you haven't listened to those speeches, he gives a lot of insight into what Biden's doing, and even Matt Gurdon, of what happened during the election, what he found out about different states, what they found out about the voting system, what happened in a lot of those states. So I would inform you to go ahead and watch some of those when you have time. He had a great policy down there on the border again. Staying in Mexico, and a judge here in Wednesday's policy to jump at the Biden administration ruling that broken law. Remain in Mexico policy reinstated by high court. This is USA Today, Nation and World. The Washington Supreme Court said the Biden administration likely violated federal law in trying to end a Trump-era program that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the U.S. With three liberal justices in dissent, the High Court on Tuesday refused to block a lower court ruling ordering the administration to reinstate the program that formerly known as Remain in Mexico. It's not clear how many people will be affected and how quickly under the lower court ruling. Administration must take a good faith effort to restart the program. There's also nothing preventing the administration from trying again to end the program formerly called Migrant Protection Protocol. Federal judge in Texas has previously ordered that the program be reinstated last week He insists U.S. Texas Court of Appeals refused the administration's request. This ruling on hold. Justice Samuel Alito ordered a brief delay to allow the full court to consider the administration's appeal. Keep the ruling on hold while the case continues to make its way through the court. It just makes me sick that these liberal Democrats with Biden and his group have all these illegals to just flow in and then just turn them loose and maybe ask them to come back and be go through their asylum process. And of course, who is stupid enough to do that? The Fifth Circuit ordered expedited consideration of the administration's appeal. The court offered little explanation for his action, although it cited opinion from last year's rejecting the Trump administration's effort to end another immigration program, deferred action for childhood arrivals. In that case, the court held that the decision to end DACA was arbitrary and capricious in violation of federal law. Administration has failed to show a likelihood of success on the claim that the memorandum rescinded the migrant protection protocols was not arbitrary and capricious. Court wrote Tuesday in an unsigned order that three dissenting justices, Christina Meyer, Elena Kagan, Tokyo Sotomayor, did not write an opinion expressing the views of the case. The Department of Homeland Security said it regrets the High Court decided to issue a stay. The Department said it would continue to challenge the district court's order. The American Civil Liberties Union called on the administration to present a fuller rationale for ending remains in Mexico that could withstand court scrutiny. The government must take all steps available to fully end this illegal program, which is a program to stop these illegals from just flowing in. There's millions of them has come in since Biden has become president, and they're not slowing them down very much. It's a crisis on the border, and it's an invasion down there. Okay, I'll stop it right there. Only one other article here, one other paragraph. During Donald Trump's presidency, the policy required tens of thousands of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. to turn back to Mexico. It was meant to discourage asylum seekers. The critics said it denied people the legal right to seek protection in the U.S. This is what the Democrats are saying, and forced them to wait in dangerous Mexican border cities. So Trump had these big, long lines for miles and miles coming from all these other places, Guatemala, all these places that were just traveling like unbelievable crowds coming this way. So anyway, back to you up there, Bob. I'm joining us. N4, ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
All righty, Larry. Thank you. N4, ROQ, KAHJOY. Let me go down to Mr. Jeff. He's also in Reynoldsburg, KCH-DYB. Mr. Jeff, I'm up to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Net Control, KCH-DYB. Well, I just got some more information from actually the buddy of mine. We're waiting to check into the net. He just heard on the news, like just within minutes ago, that now anybody, this has been confirmed on Fox News, that anyone that wants to be let through the gate into the Kabul airport, you have to pay $1,500 to the Taliban or they're not letting you through. Anybody doesn't have $1,500 to pay the Taliban are getting left behind. So that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at with this. It's a bad, bad situation. And you want to hear more about that when KCPZ jumps out there, Tony. But anyway, it's a sad day in the U.S., my friends. And that's all I got to say. I'm getting pretty ticked off about all of it. So I want to kick back here and listen out, my friends. You guys have a good night. We'll definitely be checking back into the net the next time you guys are out here. So have a good night. I want to stay safe, and we'll catch you later. KZ8ZYB.
All righty, sir. Well, you and Randall should go to netlogger.org. You can download it and find the Real Liberty Net and follow along on the computer if you'd like. So just thought I'd throw that out to you. Thank you for being with us. KZ8ZYB. Down to Miss Laura, N2JTT and N2IRJ. Again, you too, thank you for listening. I'm looking at the screen as it jumps around and pops around. That takes me to Robbie, KO4DST. Mr. Robbie, what you got?
Thank you, KA8JOY, on the Saturday night Liberty Net, and I got this story out of the New York Post that I find kind of funny, and it says, Kamala Harris's cackling is Joe Biden's job security. It reads, Vice President Kamala Harris's team canceled press access to her remarks to U.S. troops at Pearl Harbor on Thursday, surely because it feared yet another disaster for the Veep at the site of a terrible attack on America, the same day as horrors in Kabul. Harris is just too prone to verbal fumbles that pour more fuel on Biden's administration's fires. Just a week before, Harris broke into a bizarre cackle when reporters asked about the earlier stages of the Afghan crisis, and that's hardly her only nails-on chalkboard moment. For example, when NBC's Lester Holt called her out for failing to go to the U.S.-Mexico border when she's supposed to be the administration point woman on the border crisis, Harris again weirdly laughed as she countered, and I haven't even been to Europe, as if that had anything to do with it. Earlier during last year's campaign, CBS's Nora O'Donnell asked Harris if she brought a socialist or progressive perspective to the Democratic ticket and got her own burst of the Kamala cackle. Then the candidate answered, no, no, followed by a nervous laughter-filled ramble. It's the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who is also a prosecutor, who is also a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip-hop. Like, what do you want to know? As she replied. That followed her cringing-induced interview with Charlemagne the God during the Democratic primary. The Breakfast Club host asked if the prosecutor opposed legalizing pot. She replied, half my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me? As she gave out the famous cackle. She told Charlemagne she toked up in college while listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. Yet she graduated in 1986, years before either artist hit the scene. Even the high point of her primary campaign proved hollow when she blasted Joe Biden's 1970 opposition to forced busing with her That Little Girl With Me memory of waiting on her own bus. When it turned out she was in a voluntary busing program. Bottom line is Harris can barely get through a friendly interview without blatant insincerity. She's as fake as her laugh. In a weird way, all this makes her a priceless asset to President Biden. Any son talk start about saying, invoking the 25th Amendment to force him to step aside because of his apparent mental woes, people consider the fact that she'd be the one to take over. Harris is incompetent, in short, is Joe Biden's security. I thought that was a pretty funny article. KO4GST.
Alrighty, Robbie, thank you. She is a cackling, crazy woman, and she slept her way into politics with Willie Brown. So, that's just the way you get into politics, I guess, is you're a mattress. So, alrighty, sir. KO4GST, KJOI. Next is Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX to the T. Yes, Jesse, I noticed the net logger's a little slow in responding, so I just sent you another message, but I'm back to you. What do you got to say?
Hey, well, very good, Bob, and everyone on the net here tonight on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Well, good evening. Thank you, Bob, KHJOY.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray, Anna Charlie, and this is Jesse out of the wonderful Thunder Frog State of Pennsylvania once again. Well, let's see. I got some more voter fraud information for you.
Well, you know, we've been dealing with this Maricopa County bull crap in Arizona for some time, and legislators are fed up with the crap. But they keep prolonging it. They keep saying, oh, we're going to give you 30 days to reconsider this one more time. Well, anyway, in my opinion, they should have locked all these people up.
But anyway, this story is off of Gateway Pundits as well. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers, I want the routers, she says. 55% of the Americans also want the routers.
Despite the big tech censorship and our convening media,
conniving media, yeah, I get that pronounced properly there. Conniving media, America are waking up and realizing the election was stolen. Yes, it was stolen, and we want answers. In Arizona, the investigation is being stalled by Maricopa County as they continually violate legislators' subpoenas for the routers, the passwords, the funk logs, and access keys to Dominion voting machines. You know, when I pay for my car, I expect to get the keys to it, you know? Well, I just can't figure out why Dominion was supposedly have this. You know these people are lying up and down. Well, anyway, recently Arizona Attorney Mark Bronovich stepped up to the plate and big time and ordered them to deliver the requested material for within 30 days or he will resolve this violation of so he can resolute this situation. Anyway, the Arizona Treasurer will hold back 10% of the state shared funds with Maricopa County. The county will lose up to $70 million if they do not deliver the routers. Oh, $70 million. Well, I'm sure George Soros will give them the extra bill money if they withhold it. So, you know, you're not going to intimidate these people. There's only one way to get these people to react, and that's lock their sorry ass up once and for all. Quit prolonging this crap, people. I'm just so shocked that the Arizonians out there has not took it upon themselves to break out the pitchforks and torches. But anyway, the story goes into the rest of it. Once the routers are delivered to the Senate, they will be able to analyze those to find out if the machines are outside connectivity and the answer many other questions. Rasmussen report sent the tweet noting that the Arizona Senator Wendy Rogers, I want the routers, she says, tweeted, has over 6,000 likes and many more total interactions within just 1 hour. So, yeah, everybody's watching this out there in Maricopa County, and they're supposed to be releasing some other information as soon as the smoke and mirrors of everything going on in the media and the lack of coverage from the White House on the Afghan. It's amazing anything gets done in this country anymore. We have lack of leadership on the Republican Party. And I'm still asking the question, where the hell are you? All right, with that, I'm going to hand it back to Net Control. So, let's see. K-8-J-O-Y in Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KT4-Z-A-X-Z.
I agree, Mr. Jesse. When it comes to the Republican Party, it does make you want to shake your head and go, where are you guys? Why aren't you making noise? Why aren't you standing up? And you know what? It'll be interesting to see what what buffoony problem we have when it's time for the 2022 election. Will we be in lockdown? Will the COVID be, oh my God, it's the Hootie Pucker variant. We have to do all our voting by mail. We can't stand to have a human being out and about. It'll be interesting. I hope we get through this. I really do. All right, let me see. K4BFR. I still see checked out, but I'm going to call him anyhow. Mr. Michael, K4BFR, KJY. Yeah, usually when he signs off on that logger, he's gone for the night. So, alrighty. Well, let me shout out one last time for any late check-ins before I go to the top of the list for the 73 round. This is KAJOY with the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Kilowatt Charlie 8 Papa Zulu.
Alrighty, I've got the Kilowatt, the 8, the Papa, and the Zulu. I'm missing the letter after Kilowatt.
Charlie.
Alright, let me type that in. Kilowatt Charlie 8 Papa and a Zulu. That's going to be Tony in Ohio in Milford Center. Good evening, good evening. I'm going to drop it right in your lap. What do you got to say, Tony? Over.
Yeah, okay, Bob. K-A-J-O-Y. Everybody on the net there tonight been listening for a little bit. Broadcasting from downtown Milford Center, Ohio. KTV. Y'all know lots of stuff has been going on. By the way, I haven't been off for probably a year and a half. The band is out where I'm at in Milford Center. 75 to 80 meter is out. I mean, I run a couple of steps now, and I listen to you guys quite a bit. I can hear you guys off and on. But the band's been horrible. Sorry, I haven't stepped in for a while. Good hear you, Bob. Just loud and clear. Clear up there in the real capital of Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio. That's right. Cleveland, Ohio is the real fucking capital of Ohio. And don't forget it's the line. And that's what you want to do. COVID, how about this? Let me on this first before I get into the political debacle going on. You know, COVID crap. You know,
every inch of the day of the night there. Smoking.
doing anything. Once you walk out your top-end door, you're sneaking and doing more than you ever know. A top-end cigarette, somebody's smoking at the bar or the restaurant or something. It's not very good. I'm tough. It's not
no crazy. Profanity, please.
After when you go to the top-end cigarette every day, you smell all that shit.
Hey, I don't want to hear that.
And you're worried about the football.
Get him off of here.
And all it's going to be is the man off the foot somewhere out there. You got the COVID crap going on, and they want to pay you everything. How you walk? How fast they walk? Where you sit down?
I don't know.
Where you stand? What you can't eat? Whatever. Gas prices out of control. You can help. And if you do have to go somewhere, if you got COVID, you got to go to the doctor. Hey, you can't afford it because the gas prices are so high. Thank you very much. Everybody knows who. And now, getting to the latest debacle of an episode. President of our United States. I'm not going to mention anybody's name, because we all know who it is. And it's something illegal. Anyway, because, you know, I'm going to ridicule the President of the United States. Not only him. The Vice President of the United States, which is actually M.I.A. You're fired. But I'm not a paycheck. You're fired.
No, I don't agree with
you. Looks like 13 of our guys killed, probably more than that. Lost legs, arms, eyes. Whatever, pieces of their body. This scumbag just took back. Because we're not freaking animals because we're law abiding citizens. You don't sit back and watch our goddamn soldiers get killed by sheep, by scumbags that we've been sitting at for years. You gotta stop. Someone has to stop. He's not popping. He's out. He's not popping at all. I don't care. I've got to go. I've got
to stop. Mr. Regular died.
The peace was going off. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I vote for the person. I was asking 60. I'm 60 years old. I'm not young young pop. I voted both ways. This got me of what's going on. We will leave people behind this time. I can't believe after 6 years, this guy's been in politics 50 years. My God! He should be able to run army in his sleep. But he's got that crazy, crazy main part of the game. Career politics. Absolutely nothing, and there's a lot of them just like this. Well, we all know how he got
murdered.
Everybody's got to keep talking. You got to keep talking. You know, don't claim you're not being heard anywhere.
If you're on the internet or
like on the radio right now, I'm sure there's more people than I could find them probably listening if they didn't turn it off. I don't care if they turned it off or not. Whatever.
It's a great country.
Freedom of speech, man. Once you talk back now, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not
on it.
You need to get off of it. Okay, they're just
shutting you down, Mr. Bob. They don't like you, you just get shut down. Look at President Trump. President Trump can't be on Twitter, but the Taliban is.
I mean, how messed up is this? I mean, come on, people. And, you know, there's people on here right now getting ready to tear me up. Oh, this drunk guy, and I'm not drunk. This drunk guy's on this company stuff. Am I not right? You know? So, anyway, that's about it. Madison, Ohio, as far as I know, has two cases. For the record, two record cases of COVID. You know, just a small town. You know what, people? All you got to do is just watch out. You know, if you're coughing, and all that stuff, Jesus Christ, stay home, you know? Don't fight everybody else. But it's right. Don't be mad at anybody. Don't be mad at your neighbor. Don't be mad at the guy that cut you off going down the freeway. Right. You know, that started all this crap. And then next thing I appointed the President of the United States. You could be really, really upset with him. This is not what we are. This is not what we are. Americans we don't care if you see no legs and no run. And I know our military guys over there. They're chomping at the bit. The guys back home, they're chomping at the bit. I'm in a military family. We were all in the military, all of us. It's killing us. You know, we're all, even my 90-year-old Marine dad, he said, this is pathetic. You know, that's what he said. This guy, if you call him the president, he don't know his name very well. He keeps, you know, saying, this guy here, I don't think he knows what he's doing. I mean, gee whiz, I mean, my 90-year-old dad talking about somebody like that, that's running the most powerful, the most prosperous, country in the world.
So it's pathetic. I feel sorry for our young kids being twisted with the truth from all these media CNN and all these people. You know, there's a NBC, all of them. You guys know it. And they don't tell the hot truth. And so it's pretty bad. I feel sorry for the soldiers that we lost. I knew it was going to happen. I'm sure everybody on this team was very, very grounded. We knew it was going to happen. Just didn't want it to. Bob, from the real captain of the city of Ohio, KJTV. God bless America. Thank you very much.
Tony, well, it's been a long time since I've heard from you, so it's good to hear your voice again. And you're right. These two buffoons have definitely been a problem. But if I'm not mistaken, if we get rid of both of them, Nancy Pelosi is the third person in line. And I think that's as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the two that are there. So that we have to consider. They have let us down. They have definitely let us down in this country. I agree that you have free speech. I will say, though, please don't take this offensively. We got to kind of watch our language a little bit. But Tony, it's good to hear you back. Thank you for jumping in here tonight from Milford Center. It's really been good to hear your call letters. I didn't even recognize them until I heard your voice, so... thank you, sir. I'm going to go to the top of the list and start the 73 round, and it's going to be me. I got an advertisement today in my email. It was from a mother, and the name of the website is www.sandycookpromise.org. And it is the mother of a six-year-old that was murdered in Sandy Hook. And she is professing that assault weapons need to be taken away. The assault weapon is what killed her child at Sandy Hook. Well, I couldn't pass up the opportunity. I went to the website. I clicked on it. I found it. And then there was a thing that said, contact us. So I put in my information. You're allowed 500 characters. I started out by saying to her, to the founder, I am truly sorry for that your child was murdered in Sandy Hook, at the Sandy Hook school system, on that date. I don't remember what the date was. However, the assault weapon is not what murdered your son. Adam Lanza is who murdered your son. An assault weapon is a name for a weapon that truly doesn't exist. There's rifles, and that really is what an assault weapon is. I said, but let me just let you know that I appreciate your feeling. I'm a law enforcement officer, and I'm also a Gold Star father who lost a male child in military warfare. So I understand it is a tremendously disturbing event. I then said, let me take the opportunity to quote you some 2019 FBI statistics. 324 people were murdered with long rifles. That's kind of what an assault weapon is, in parentheses. 600 and some people were murdered with baseball bats or fists. 1,467 people in 2019 were murdered with knives. Nowhere is someone calling for Cutco products to be banned. The taking away of weapons from legal citizens is not the answer. Changing the attitude of people, taking the evil from their hearts, bringing the family cohesiveness back together, bringing God back into our lives, that's possibly the answer. And I signed it by saying, you know, may good God be with your family. I don't know if I'm going to get a response, but I could not do it because she's barking that the assault weapon, you know, killed her child. It's like, Sam, your Chevy killed you when the drunk driver was behind the wheel. So that's my piece for the 73 round. I'm going to jump to Mr. Flint in Michigan, KCH-EHR. Mr. Flint, what do you have for your final thoughts? Over.
The first thing I want to talk about is
thank you.
Lynch, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Appreciate it. And God bless you also. Thank you for being with us. Ride along with us to the end if you can. KCHR, KJY. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, what's your last thought, sir? Over.
Okay, KJY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, Bob, I got a couple stories. You know, this war against, I mean, it's hell, it's against white countries, white people, white culture. Now it's even against white languages, if you can believe it. And I'm not talking about English or Spanish or French or German. I mean, I'm talking about a relatively obscure white language of Welsh. I mean, how many people speak that? I don't think it's a large number. I mean, if you just, you know, I mean, I'm sure people know this, but just as a reminder, Wales is a little corner of England. Those are the people that one time populated England and got pushed over into a corner by the Angles and the Saxons and the Vikings. So they got this one corner of England that's kind of like a semi-autonomous area where they still speak the Welsh language. Not many people speak it, but that's enough to enrage the anti-white left. And here's a headline, Breitbart, Anti-Racist Union, Use of Welsh Language Upholds White Supremacy. I mean, what doesn't uphold white supremacy to these people? Everything is. Global warming's white supremacy. Everything's white supremacy. Now, even if you speak the Welsh language, that's white supremacy. Well, anyway, let me read this ridiculous story. Of course, Black Lives Matter is involved, but anyway, let me read it. You can get the gist, but it's just the insanity that's just out of control. Anyway, it says, a Black Lives Matter inspired review from the Arts Council of Wales has found that the use of the Welsh language is linked to, drum roll, white supremacist ideology. A 51,000 pound taxpayer funded review. See, the absolute evil of this is the white people are forced to pay for this crap. But anyway, a 51,000 pound taxpayer funded review from the Arts Council of Wales and the National Museum of Wales found that the use of the Welsh language by itself, just by itself, serves to exclude racial minorities. The council's anti-racist union, which, again, anti-racist, just a code word for anti-white, so let's call it what it is. That council's anti-white union said that the feelings of exclusion emanates from the concept of Welshness altogether, which often disregards black and non-black people of color as the other. But look, the Welsh people are specific people. It'd be like me going to Africa and claiming to be African, claiming to be black. I mean, that would never fly. You know, the Welsh people are a specific group. Black people obviously aren't part of that group. So quit playing games. It's like a shit test to see how much can white people take before they explode or commit suicide or do something. Let's just keep pushing the buttons. He says, there's a notion that if you're not white, you cannot be Welsh. Well, obviously, just like I can't be Chinese, even if I lived in China, even if I spoke the Chinese language. I'm not Chinese, okay? That's just the way it is. Anyway, it says the Art Council of Wales report concluded that it is itself systematically racist though its use of the Welsh language and that the very concept of Welsh meant white. Well, big shocker. Welsh language policies and current applications can exclude black and non-black people. I don't even understand why they would even want to speak a white language. Why would they even want to be in a white country? I mean, everything white is bad. White countries are bad. White people are bad. Everything about white people are bad. Everything they ever did are bad. Now the white languages they speak are bad. Why would you even want to be within 1,000 miles of any white people? That's what I would like to hear one of them explain. Says the continual exclusion and disregard for black and non-black communities is not due to willful ignorance, it is due to calculated and repetitive patterns, the report added. Yeah. Responding to the review, the chairman of the Arts Council of Wales, Phil George, and the president of the National Museum of Wales, Roger Lewis, said in a joint statement, "It is not acceptable that access to public-funded culture is so unequally distributed. It is our responsibility to ensure everyone can experience culture in a way they choose, in person or digitally, in museums or venues or in their community." I mean, is anybody keeping them out? Anybody out of these museums? I really doubt it. He says, "At the same time, we had to face some difficult, important truths in response to Black Lives Matter movement and had to reflect on our role in tackling racism." Yeah, everybody's got to be tackling racism. Wales, one of the home nations of the United Kingdom, is officially a bilingual nation using both English and the ancient Celtic language of Welsh as two languages. The Welsh language Wales measure 2011 states that all public bodies must treat both English and Welsh in equal prominence. So anyway, they're pissed. They don't like it, you know. They said nothing makes Wales more distinctive than the Welsh language, but Black Lives Matter don't like that. Well, anyway, here's another story. This one's kind of funny. Seems old Osama bin Laden was pretty smart. This gateway pundit, listen to this headline. Hoping Sleepy Joe would become president, Osama bin Laden banned al-Qaeda from attempting to kill Biden because his incompetence would, quote, lead the U.S. into a crisis, unquote. Well, I'll tell you what. Osama bin Laden must have had a crystal ball because he's dead, been dead for 10 years, and he predicted what Biden would do long ago. Says Osama bin Laden banned al-Qaeda from trying to assassinate Joe Biden because even over a decade ago, it was obvious he would be a completely incompetent president that would lead the U.S. into a crisis. Comments were discovered in a message that bin Laden wrote to an aide identified as brother Shaker Mahmood. In 2010, the 48-page letter was found with a massive amount of other documents by U.S. Special Forces in Pakistan when a terrorist leader was killed in 2011. In it, he explains Al-Qaeda's plans to shift resources away from operations in other Muslim countries so they could coordinate more terror attacks against the United States. Bin Laden wanted to use the freed-up manpower to create two hit squads that would be tasked with planning and carrying out attacks on high-ranking American officials if they were to make a trip to the Middle East. Obama and former head of the CIA, David Petraeus, were the jihadist's two prime targets. The express goal was to take out the then-current president and key figureheads around him so that the totally unprepared Biden could become the new commander-in-chief. Oh, God, they do bad Biden's number even. I mean, even some terrorist leader sitting in a cave in Bora Bora knew what Biden was all about, since Obama is the head of infidelity, and killing him would automatically make Biden take over the presidency for the remainder of the term as his norm, as is the norm over there. Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which would lead the U.S. into a crisis. As for Petraeus, he is the man of the hour in this last year of the war, and killing him would alter the war's path. And then they go on to talk more about the Taliban. But there you go. Old Osama bin Laden had Biden figured out. Boy, he wasn't he right. So anyway, thanks for running the net, Bob, and 73's to all the check-ins. And so we'll see you Wednesday or next week. KAA-JOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Roger, roger, Bill. I saw that on either, I think it was on Rod Smith, where they found that information, and Osama bin Laden did not want them to kill Joe because he was a bumbling boob. And as far as this Welsh language, well, if the, why don't the Black Lives Matter go take up the Babel study and add it to their bubonics, and then they can speak Welsh, over.
Oh, yeah, well, you're, Bob, you're pretending that they actually have an interest in the Welsh language. It's just an attack on white people. They don't give a damn about learning the, they don't give a damn about anything with Wales. All they want to do is just, it's just another way they can attack white people.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they're going to go up after the Navajo Indians. Remember, the Navajo Indians had they were very supportive during World War II because of the Code Talkers. They have their own language. When is the Black Lives Matter going to start bitching about the Navajo Indian language?
Well, probably they won't say anything about it, but if they did, they would say that they were under the control of white supremacist ideology or some nonsense like that.
Maybe they'd go over to the reservations and the Navajos could scalp them. That'd be kind of precious. All righty, Bill, thank you. KO4FE, KJY. Let me jump down to Randall. K-H-R-A-D. Mr. Randall, we're at the 73 round. What are your last thoughts?
Okay, K-H-R-A-D. Thanks a lot, Matt Control. And listening tonight, a lot of passionate individuals out there who believe in our freedom, our liberty, and I'm all with you for it. We're trying to find the website, and the only thing I'd ask is if Net Control could go ahead and get back to me again. We're trying to figure out how to listen live, but if you could give me that website again, I'd really appreciate it, Net Control.
Alrighty, well, to listen live, you have to go to an SDR, and I believe Kiwi is, you would put in like Kiwi SDR, and you could find SDRs and then put in the frequency and listen to the computer. As far as watching what we're doing, that is netlogger, netlogger.org. And you just kind of sign up for it with your call letters, and then you would click on it, and it would show me that you're here, and as I keep track of everybody, you can kind of see where your place is, who has spoken, who left, stuff like that. But to listen, it's Kiwi SDR, and to watch what we're doing as we're kind of keeping track of who checked in, that's netlogger.org. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Net Control. Yeah, I've got NetLogger up. I put it up about maybe about a half hour ago. And, yeah, well, okay, we didn't realize about the SDR, but that's a good way of finding it. We'll appreciate going back on that. So, that being said, we'll check in with you another night. Really thoroughly enjoyed it. KARP.
All righty there. I see your name as Randy on the NetLogger. You are in there, so you can kind of see, you know, the the moderator, people that have left, Laura's listening, so hers is yellow. So I will change your name from Randall to Randy. I'm assuming that's what you want to be called. And I'll move on, but we're here Wednesday night and Saturday night. Over.
Good deal. Yeah, so Randy's what I go by generally, and I'm not sure what QRZ's got on, just how picture of me on there. And a lot of the equipment that I run about old boats. Okay, Net Control, good talk to you guys, and enjoyed it, and then we'll definitely be in there Wednesday next time if you guys are on there. Okay, RAP.
Alrighty, well, I corrected it in preferred name, so that's your preferred name there. K-R-A-P, K-J-O-I. Thank you, thank you. Let me go down and see if Mr. Russ is still with us, KK4WX. Mr. Russ, did you check out, or are you here for the last thought? Nothing heard. Mr. Larry, S-4-R-O-Q. Your last thought, sir.
Okay, I wanted to add, we do have y'all do have a gentleman of the net has that records the net, and he sends out an email, and you can listen to the net also. So you might want to put something in there about that. That is an awful nice service. Paul does a great job, and wanted to remember that. And also, you know, here's a few things that just came to mind while you all were talking, especially about the liberal Democrats. They are absolutely crazy about the EPA, the power that the EPA laws have, changing everything to electric vehicles. And also windmills, diesel vehicles and everything. You know, they have an idea that they want to reshape America to their image. And, you know, also, here's Biden and his cronies that they're leaving $50 billion worth of guns and ammunition and planes. Helicopters, God knows what else, over there, rockets, everything for the Taliban and anyone else, any of the other countries to use, and he's wanting to take our guns away from us. And here he's giving away everything over there that we left for the Afghanistan military to take care of their country. And here he's wanting to pass gun laws of all extra other gun laws. You'll see them every now and then where they're wanting to do away with the ammo coming in from other countries, and they're wanting to, have passed a lot more gun laws. We've already got thousands of gun laws on the books right now. It's not the gun that kills the people, it's the people behind the gun. So, and I mean, they're absolutely ludicrous. Their mind is screwed up big time. And also, there's an article on the internet. There's an Israeli doctor that says you can treat the COVID-19 virus for $1 a day. And there was a picture of an ivermectin 4-milligram tablet there. And it says that will take care of your COVID-19 concerns. $1 a day. And they're spending... Here's an article in here from Delta Airlines. They're wanting to charge the unvaccinated employees $200 monthly. $200 monthly if you're a Delta Airline employee. It says, the article, I'll go ahead and talk about the article here. It says, Delta Airlines will charge employees on the company health plan $200 a month if they fail to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The policy the airline's top executive says is necessary because the average hospital stay for the virus costs the airline $50,000.
Now these people in these hospitals, they're set up. The liberals have ramrodded this remdesivir down the hospital's throat and our throats to make plenty of money off this crap.
Now all this stuff, they're getting
money from the government, the hospital is, to say they're a COVID patient. If they pass away, if they're a COVID patient, they get big money there by saying it's COVID that did it. And so they're paying these for all these services, $50,000 or under, or maybe more. This is just the average. And this Israeli doctor says you can do it for $1 a day. So, I mean, there's a big discrepancy in all this crap, and these liberal Democrats run the money and the problem up astronomical just because they can. They probably got money in them disappear, from what I understand. A lot of them have bought into it, the pharmaceutical companies and all. They own a lot of that stuff. And they use their control over the hospitals and different people there to run the cost of anything up. And they want this vaccine, people to take this vaccine, no matter what. And they're going to keep pushing this vaccine stuff. 50%, well, I understand it, only 50% of the doctors have taken the vaccine. And you can look, you know, that's some, mostly the figures that I've found. A lot of people say that they've lied about it on the news and a lot more, but what most of the surveys say is only 50% of the doctors have taken the vaccine, and they know it is pure crap. You may survive it, you may be okay for a while, and you may come out of it. I hope so. But people, this vaccine is pure crap. Don't let anybody tell you different. Okay, and it goes on in this article. It says CEO Ed Bastian said that all employees September the 30th, it also will stop extending pay protection to unvaccinated workers who contact COVID-19 and will require unvaccinated workers to be tested weekly beginning September the 12th. Employees will have to wear a mask in all indoor company settings. Delta stock short of matching. Go to another page. United Airlines, which will require employees to be vaccinated starting September the 27th, will face termination. However, the 200 monthly surcharge, which starts in November, may have the same effect. So the article goes on that, you know, that so many of these places, the military, article in here says about 800,000 to 1,000,000 have not been vaccinated in the military. Biden forcing that military vaccination. And it doesn't, like I say, it doesn't keep you from getting the COVID, and it does not keep you from spreading it. They say you don't have to wear a mask if you had the vaccine. Well, that's totally asinine, because you can spread it if you get it anyway. So it's all screwed up, and they know it, because that's the secret. That's really their objective, is to get you to take the vaccine. You've got to be able to see that. That is their objective. And in that vaccine, from all the other things I've talked about and other doctors have talked about, is that it decreases your immune system, and that immune system is your lifeline to life. If you don't have that immune system, you're not going to last long. So anyway, thanks for running the net tonight, Bob. Good to hear Jesse and all the other gentlemen that have checked in. Really good comments. So back to you there, up there, Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Thank you, Larry, N4ROQ, K-H-O-Y. Well, I have one article that I read
several weeks ago, and I'll just reiterate it. The way to tell whether this is science or politics, Las Vegas, Nevada, the Raiders football team. If you want to go to a Raiders game, you have to, one, have a vaccination card, or two, get the shot at the door. Now, is that science or politics? So you get the shot at the door, you go into the stands, and you have a medical reaction. None of that's addressed. You have to have a vaccination card or get the jab at the door. That's a way to see that this is nothing but control. Over. All right, let me go to Mr. Jeff, KCHZYB. Mr. Jeff, what are your final thoughts on the 73 round? Over.
Thank you, Net Control. Well, I don't really have any more to add, man. You know, I said why I wanted to get out there. I just think it's all crap. You know, and we just, we need to get these people out of the White House, man, and get the man back in the office where he needs to, where he belongs, and get things straightened out again. I mean, who knows if it's going to happen? Probably going to be a slim chance. But I tell you, I hope the man runs like you said he was going to, so we can get somebody in there that has tough skin and can flip things around again. I tell you that much, because we're in a sad state of affairs in the U.S. right now. Well, everywhere for that matter, you know. So anyway, it was a great net, man. I'm glad I heard about this tonight, and we made note of it being on a SDR. I just, when my buddy told me about it, I thought you guys had an actual website. You know, I didn't know that you could just pull it up on an SDR like that. But anyway, man, it was a good net. Enjoyed it. A lot of good info was floating around out there tonight. So we'll definitely catch you. I think you said Wednesday and Saturday, I believe, is the two net times. So we'll catch you on those again, my friend. You guys have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you again. This is Keith. YB and Rebel 3R. 73, guys. Catch you later.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for joining us. 73C at KCHZYB, HOI. I'm down to Miss Laura. Let's see. She's still showing on Netlogger. N2JTT and N2IRJ. I'm glad you guys rode along with this. And while I'm kind of talking to you two, I'll say hi to Paul. Paul, thank you for recording us tonight. I appreciate it, and you send it out as soon as you're done, and I put it in a file, so we keep it for posterity. Hopefully Mr. Marty gets things moving for the website, so that's our goal. Down to Robbie. Mr. Robbie in South Carolina, KO4GSD. What are your final thoughts, Robbie?
Thank you, K-A-H-K-A-Y. Saturday night, Liberty night, and I'm going to leave with an opinion. And my opinion is that America is like the hand of the world in the sense that we are always there to lend on the people, to help people when they cannot help themselves, when no one else will, or they're in the most dire need. It's our way. We are a beacon of freedom, not just to the world, but to ourselves as well, our families and our children. Now more than ever, I believe it is imperative that we stand to each other and help ourselves and our fellow Americans. If America is the hand of the world, then we the people are the fingers of that hand. And when fingers come together, they make a fist. We need to pull together and become that fist. We need to do what is in the state of America's namesake and become united. United to strike down the tyranny, not just foreign, but domestic as well. The United States of America, last time I checked, means that we stand together under one flag, America's flag, and for one cause, our freedom. And I feel like that I'm not the only person that feels like this, and I just want to leave everybody with that final thought, KO4GST.
All righty, Robbie. Thank you for bringing that to the table. Really appreciate it. And thank you for being with us. Your signal's really good here in Ohio. So KO4 GST, KJY. Down to Mr. Jesse, the moderator from Wednesday night. K4, KG4, ZX to the C, KHJY. Your final thoughts, Jeff?
Hey, very good, Bob. And once again, thank you for running the net tonight. And good to hear your signal's holding up well with everybody. Was even able to pick up one of the other stations that I've not heard for a while, so very good. Well, my final thought. My final thought. What would that be? Well, try to stay prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Try to keep open mind, see what's going on around you, and pay attention to local news also. That's something I wanted to bring up for just a piece of information from the local area here in Charlotte, North Carolina, within the local area. The, I think it was Atrium Healthcare. All the Atrium hospitals throughout North Carolina and Mecklenburg counties throughout different parts of the state as well is now refusing anyone from getting a operation of any type without having a vaccine card. Well, how long is it going to be before people wake up and say enough is enough? Well, right now this is what's going on. And is it going to be food next? Of course. This is where this country is being headed, and that's what this whole reset is all about. So think about it. Alright, thank you guys. Thank you, Bob. This is KG4ZXE out of the Brother Frog State of Pennsylvania, back to KHJOY and the Saturday Night Luminet. Take it away, Bob.
Alrighty, Jesse, thank you for joining us from the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. KG4ZXC. I'm down to Mr. Michael, but I do think he checked out, but I'm going to throw out a call anyhow. K4BFR, KHOI. Nothing heard. Mr. Frank from Fishkill has already checked out. So last on my list is Mr. Tony, KCH-PZ. What do you have for your final thought, Tony?
Yeah, okay, very good, Bob. Big signal. Big signal down here in Milford Center.
It's nice to hear somebody. Like I say, it's been, the pain has been absolutely horrible. Going on 2 years at this place. So, okay. Well, final thoughts, you know, more is terrible. Unfortunately, these things level and change. You know, we have to do things by fast. And I just hope it gets a little bit better. I don't think so, but hopefully it gets better here soon.
As far as myself, I'm doing fine. You know, I'm a farmer, so I do fine. But you know, I watch the news. I know what's going on. Listen to the radio. It's absolutely horrible just about everywhere. Columbus, Ohio. I live 50 miles west of Columbus, Ohio. 50 miles east of Dayton, Ohio. They're both a mess. I mean, they are an absolute mess. And, you know, it's a certain person doing it all. As you see them on the news, you know, it's a certain caller. I'm with Nancy. We're too soft. We have gone too soft.
Again, like I said before, can't do this, can't do that, can't say this, can't say that.
In offense, people. You know, we got super service people.
That's not mental problem. But that's okay.
That has to be going on the news.
It's okay not to be okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You've got a mental problem. You don't seem to be in the eyes of law enforcement, let alone being a secret service of the United States of America. I'll tell you what's okay. It's okay to be strong. It's okay to say what means or what you want to say. You don't tell anybody. You can't say that. You tell them what you say. You can't tell an American in America what to say at any time. You just can't. You don't get in the competence. That is the problem. People are afraid. They are afraid to say something, especially when they're a different color. I don't care. We're all the same. But because I'm white, I'm a goddamn racist. I am not. When I go to the city, the big city, people are animals. People are animals. I've been thinking. First thing right off the bat, there's an animal inside ranting and raving. Oh, people leave. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable. Finally, it got changed. But it took a long time. Saturday night, everybody's having a good time. This guy's ranting and raving. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. But it's the same thing as Columbus. I go to Columbus, Ohio to have a good time. God dang what. It's unbelievable. People are pussies. You got to stop it. Yeah, you got to stop. You have to tell people. You know, it's not the government. People. Speak. Communicate. Like we all here. In the old street, hey, man. You see that piece of paper, you know, or that cigarette pack. Get on it. I do. I have. Down there, it's like, you know what, I'm not going to do that. You just do that now. They look at me, they read it, and most of the time they pick it up and throw it away. They really do. I like that. I mean, people are pathetic if you let them be pathetic. Straighten up. Stop with the centralism. Stop with the racism. We're all Americans. Otherwise, if you don't like it, leave. You go all kinds of places. Look at the Constitution. Read our laws. If you have to, read your local laws or whatever. But I mean, my God. Look at the Constitution. Go by the Constitution, and we'll be all right. But everybody from the outer wherever, from all over, we all know it all here. They're coming from all over, from the outside, and they're just working. The Americans. I've seen everywhere. Once I get 40 miles from where I live, my goodness, it's like, wow. What? That's, whatever. I know what nationality are. I can tell where I'm at. I'm not stupid. It's terrible. From all over, but here. Bob? From the real, Capital City of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. good hearing you, pretty good signal all night. It's been, like I say, really, really rough down this way for about 2 years. I just, sometimes time to get on here and say something. I'm not bullshitting.
I'm not a bullshitter. I hate what's going on. Censoring speech is not the way to go.
I'm out of here.
All righty, Tony. Thank you for joining us after such a long time. Appreciate you being here. So KCHPZKJY. Well, let me reach out and see if anybody has a final quick thought before I close the net. This is KAJY. Nothing heard. So, as I close the window on this nice Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Team, W1WCR, Mr. Victor. W9FAM, Mr. Burns. K8INE, Mr. Jim. KN4CF, Mr. Robert. N3DBA, Mr. Mike. W2WCW, Mr. Frank. W8MPB, Mr. Harvey. K4GAR, Mr. Harrison. KB2DYV, Mr. Dennis. KE2LO, Mr. Eugene. And KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. May God be with the Gold Star families that lost the 13 soldiers in this last incident in Afghanistan. Please, Lord, be with them. It's a truly devastating event when that vehicle pulls up to your door and those soldiers and sailors walk up to the door and knock on it, and you know what they're there for. So, with that being said, 73, God bless you all. This is KAJY, and I will be clear. Good night.
73, Bob. Thanks for running the net, and God bless each and every one, and God bless this great country.
Roger, roger. 73 is there, Jesse, and 73 is to Marty and Laura.